And done. My pipe cleaner turtle turned out great.
Hey, Cody, you want to come outside and play basketball with us?
Yeah, dude, come get crossover.
No, sorry, guys. I'm making pipe cleaner art.
What's pipe cleaner art?
Well, it's where you take pipe cleaners and you make stuff with them. Like, look over there. I made an octopus and a snail and a caterpillar and a pig and an elephant.
Wait. You made your mom twice? Your mom's fat like a pig and an elephant.
Yeah, that joke's not getting old after all these years.
Well, what else am I supposed to make fun of, Cody? Your ugly face? Your ugly pipe cleaner art?
Yeah, well, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna bend you over and clean your pipes with my pipe cleaner. And it's not fuzzy. Hey, check out my turtle. Hey there, little guy. You wanna go swim in the ocean? Cheep, 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 cheep. I don't know what sound turtles make.
Sometimes I just wanna kick them, dude.
Yeah, your pipe cleaner art's lame, Cody.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't just make animals. Like, you can make other stuff, too. Like, look, I made glasses.
So now you have six eyes?
It's nerdier and nerdier.
Yeah, your seeing is impeccable, isn't it? Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Look, come on, Joseph, make something.
I guess so.
Hello?
Hey, is Cody here?
Human Ken, what are you doing here?
Well, I just really miss Cody, and I was wondering if I could talk to him.
Well, he's upstairs, so you can come inside if you want to.
Okay.
Also, if you guys have never seen Human Ken, go watch SML movie Awaken.
Hey, Cody, check this out. I made an alien burning down the jellyfish's house.
Oh, Joseph, you have a wild imagination. I'd love to visit it sometime.
There you go being weird again.
Hey, Cody, there's someone at the door for you.
Is it my mom? Tell her I'm not ready for my bath and I don't want to be breastfed yet.
You're still breastfed, Cody?
Well, yeah, it's good for your bones.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 14, but it's not that weird. A lot of 14-year-olds get breastfed. At least that's what my mom says.
Hey, Cody.
Is that human Ken?
Yeah, it's me.
What are you doing here? I thought you were straight.
Well, I was straight. But after tasting all the fish in the sea, I realized I don't like fish. I like sausage.
Well, I got a big old Vienna sausage with your name on it.
And I got a bun you can put it in.
No, no, you broke my heart last time. How do I know you're not going to do it again?
I won't break your heart this time, Cody. I'll just break your back.
Damn, Ken, you have a way with words. But no, you don't care about me. I bet you don't even remember the Butt Buddy song.
Back that button to your buddy. Back that button to your buddy.
Back that button to your buddy. I'll keep it nice and warm.
Spread your cheeks for your buddy.
Oh, Ken, you do care.
Of course I care.
Oh, Ken, I love you.
I love you too.
Wait, Cody, if you're gonna get back with that Ken, what are you gonna do with doll Ken?
Oh, screw him. I don't need him. I have the real thing. Wait, you do still have the abs, right?
Do I have my abs? Does that answer that question?
Oh, damn, I need those forever. Ken, tell me you'll never leave me again.
I'll never leave you again. But there is one thing I need to tell you. I was in a movie.
Oh, what, like a dirty movie? That's okay, we can watch it together.
No, I was in the Barbie movie.
Oh, that's actually a really big movie. Margot Robbie's in that.
Yeah, so do you think you'd want to see it with me?
Well, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, especially since the popcorn and drink combo is only $19.99.
Well, that's actually expensive as shit, Ken.
Yeah, but since I'm in the movie, I get 10% off concessions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so do your friends want to go too?
Guys, you want to go see Ken's movie?
Dude, I don't want to see a girl movie.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Barbie movie.
Oh, you should talk your friends into going.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go see Ken's movie.
No, I don't want to go.
No.
Margot Robbie's in it.
She is?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I saw a preview for it. Her feet's in the movie.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, just make sure you buy your own tickets. I'm a movie star, not a charity worker.
Wait, but you got my ticket though, right, Ken?
Ooh, see, Cody, it would really help me out if you bought your own ticket this time, but I can get your dinner.
Okay.
All right, let's go. You like popcorn, right? Man, I can't believe you didn't want a drink for that large popcorn.
Oh, I'm gonna get my drink later. I'm gonna be guzzling something.
I can't believe these movie tickets were so expensive.
I know, right, dude? Thanks for paying my way.
I honestly thought the movie tickets were pretty cheap. So are you guys ready to watch the best movie ever?
What's this movie even about?
Oh, well, it's about Barbie escaping Barbie world and going into the human world. And I go with her.
Okay.
Yeah, let's watch.
So much fun, Ken!
Yeah, it is. Barbie?
What, Ken?
The police are behind us.
Oh, no! What should we do?
I would say keep driving.
Okay.
God damn it! What is she doing? Barbie, pull over! You're not supposed to be in this world. You're a child's toy. If you don't pull over, I'll shoot you!
Shoot us?
But then we'd die.
Before we die, Ken, give me one last kiss.
Okay.
What? You kissed Margot Robbie? You didn't like that, did you?
Of course not, baby. It was just acting.
Oh, good. Because apparently guys think she's hot or whatever. I don't get it.
Well, the only person I think is hot is you.
Oh, Ken, you're making my balls blush.
Wait, is that your phone?
Oopsie poopsie. Looks like I forgot to mute my phone. Ooh, it's my manager. I have to take this.
Hello?
Hey, Ken, are you getting as many people as you can to see our movie?
Yeah, I got 3 suckers in here right now.
Perfect. Sell as many tickets as you can. Sell, sell, sell.
Look, man, I'm doing my best. Get off my back. Damn.
My manager.
Is everything okay?
Oh, just peachy. He was just calling me to tell me how booming ticket sales are.
Okay, that's good, but you're talking really loud during this movie.
Hey, Joseph, look. Margot Robbie's feet.
Oh.
Get on video. Get on video.
Oh, I got it, bro. I got it.
Guys, that's piracy, and you're being really loud.
Are you getting it?
Oh, I got everything I need.
Oh, the movie just ended.
You guys want to watch it again?
Well, we already got all the video we wanted.
Oh, yeah. I got everything.
Yeah, send that to me.
Oh, you know I will.
It was okay, but I wouldn't want to see it twice.
Oh, man.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Hey, Cody, don't forget your $20 popcorn.
Well, it would have been $19.99 if you got the drink.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, guys, be honest. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would you rate the Barbie movie? And tell me why you gave it a 10.
Oh, man, my house burned down. Oh, I gave it a 10, but only because of Margot Robbie's feet.
I give it a 7 only because of Margot Robbie's feet.
Oh, okay. Well, what about you, Cody?
I give it a 2 because you kissed a girl and it hurt my feelings.
Only a 2? Well, do you think you could do me a favor and make a Rotten Tomatoes account and maybe leave a good review?
I don't know, Ken. That seems like a lot of work.
No, do it for me, baby.
Okay, fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you think you could talk your friends into doing it, too? It would really drive the ticket sales.
Guys, do you think you could make a Rotten Tomatoes account and give Ken a good review?
I'm only going to write about her feet.
Yeah, and I don't really want to do that. I have to make an email and sign up. That's AIDS.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be that. Wait, Ken, are you getting a call? Margot Robbie? Why is Margot Robbie calling you?
Oh, she probably just wants to talk about a sequel. I'll just go answer this in another room.
Why can't you answer it here?
I would much prefer to answer it in another room.
No, you can answer it here.
Okay. Hello?
Crikey, how's it going, baby?
Oh, you know, just promoting the movie.
Crikey, mate, when are you gonna come home? We're gonna have shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, that sounds great.
Crikey, I miss you. Are you thinking about me?
Uh-huh.
Crikey, I love you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bye.
Crikey, say it back.
Bye.
What did Margot Robbie want?
Oh, you know, she just wanted to talk about how good the ticket sales were. So, baby, did you make that Rotten Tomatoes account?
Yeah, I did. I gave you a good review.
Oh, thank you so much. Is there anyone else in the house that you think hasn't seen the Barbie movie yet?
I don't think Chef Pee-Pee's seen it.
Ooh, can you go talk to him for me, baby?
Ken, I don't really want to talk about this movie anymore.
Okay, well, what do you want to do?
I think we should just go on a date.
Oh, great idea, baby. Let's go on a movie date.
Ken, we just went to the movies. Let's go to the park.
Okay.
Come on, Ken. Let's yeehaw on the seesaw.
Okay.
Whee! Ken, I don't feel anything poking me in the back. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Oh, my God. Are you Ken for the Barbie movie?
I think it is.
Sure am.
Can we get a picture with you?
Sure.
But hold on. Ken, we're kind of busy here. Can't you tell them to go away?
Oh, come on, Cody. It's just going to be a quick picture.
Okay, make it quick.
Say cheese.
How about you ladies get on the seesaw with me?
Okay.
What?
Can we give you a kiss on the cheek?
Sure.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, ladies, check this out.
That's it. Get out of here, you bitches.
Aww.
Ken, I hated that. Tell your fans they can't see you anymore.
Well, that's going to be kind of hard to do, Cody. I can't hide who I am.
Oh, yes, you can. Put on this disguise I'm wearing. We're going to go get ice cream.
Okay,
Ken, with this disguise, no one will recognize you.
I look like Austin Powers.
Hola, are you Ken?
See?
Get the hell out of here.
Aww.
Come on, Ken, I got extra nuts. We could dip mine in them.
Oh, I'm getting a call. It must be my manager. Let me go take that.
But the nuts...
Hello?
Ken, what the hell are you doing? Get out there and promote the movie some more.
I know. I just got done using this sucker and his 2 friends to buy movie tickets and to leave good reviews, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next sucker. Oh, baby!
Yeah, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
What's wrong, Cody? You're boo-hooing.
Yeah, pretty loud. I'm trying to enjoy my feet.
I'm boo-hooing because I found out Ken really was just using me. I heard him on the phone with his manager saying he was just using us to get good reviews for his movie.
Oh, I thought it was pretty obvious. He was pushing it pretty hard.
Yeah, he was only talking about the movie since he got here.
Cody, wait!
What do you want? Go back home to that hussy Margot Robbie.
Just let me explain!
Go on.
You see, the Barbie movie got a PG-13 rating, so my manager wanted me to try to get as many kids as possible in the movie.
So you're saying you do care about me?
No, I just use you to get more ticket sales.
So you really were just using me?
Yep.
You're an asshole, Ken.
Okay, bye.
What? What the heck was that about? Guys, did you see that?
I know, dude, crazy, but check this out. I made a replica of Margot Robbie's foot, and look at this. I'm licking it. Oh, man, what a dream.
Where's real Ken? There he is. What? Look at that. Who put Snuffleupagus against his face on there? That's so silly. Look how bouncy he is. Hey there, Cody. It's me, Snuffleupagus. Hey, Snuffleupagus. How's it going?
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's watch Coyote Peterson videos.
Oh, yeah. That'd be sick.
Who's Coyote Peterson?
Junior, you don't know who Coyote Peterson is?
He's the most savage dude in nature.
Yeah, yeah. He gets stung by wasps and bees and scorpions and stuff, and he gets bit by snakes just to see how much it'll hurt.
Sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, it does, but he does it for our entertainment.
I want to watch one of the videos.
Well, I think he just uploaded a new one. Let's watch it.
Hi, I'm Coyote Peterson, and today I'm going to be getting bit by one of the most venomous and painful spiders in the world, the rare nocturnal ouchie spider. They call him that for the ouchies he gives you, and he only comes out at night. Now, unlike normal spiders, this spider has ears and a low self-esteem, so the only way you can get him to bite you is by calling him names. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the ouchie zone. Stupid spider, stupid eight-legged freak, you little land octopus freak, bite me! Bite me, you ugly little freak! Bite! Ooh, he's biting me! Ooh, ouchie! Ooh, ouchie, ouchie, ouchie! Oh, I'm saying ouchie so many times because that's how much it hurts because he's an ouchie spider. Ouchie! Ooh, oh, gee, oh, jeez, that hurts so bad! Ouchie, 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 ouchie!
Whoa! That looks like it hurts.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell it hurts because of his facial expressions. That's actual, genuine pain. You can't fake that. You know, he should get an Oscar. I don't see Leonardo DiCaprio getting bit by spiders for his roles. He only gets mauled by CGI bears. But Coyote Peterson, he would actually get mauled by a real bear just to see if it would hurt. And I bet it would hurt. But I don't know, because I don't know if something hurts or not until Coyote Peterson does it.
I know. He's such a badass.
I want to be just like him someday.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Famous YouTube and TV personality, Coyote Peterson, has been arrested for trying to solicit a prostitute. Let's show the footage now.
Hi, I'm Coyote Peterson, and I've been bitten and stung by every dangerous animal on the planet, so now I'm moving on to humans. Now up ahead is a very cheap prostitute. Now, who knows how many diseases she might have, but the cheaper, the more dangerous. So let's find out. Excuse me, ma'am. How much?
$5.
All right, hop in. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the suck zone.
What? Oh, no!
Coyote Peterson got arrested?
Aw, dude, he was just looking for some love. He was probably lonely.
But if he's in jail, how am I gonna get my weekly Coyote Peterson content?
I need my Coyote Peterson videos!
I can't start my week unless I see Coyote Peterson in excruciating pain.
Well, guys, since he's in jail, why don't we make our own Coyote Peterson videos?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, it would be fun, dude.
Okay, who wants to get bit by an animal first?
Oh, no, not me, dude. I'm not getting bit by no snakes.
I don't want to get bit by an animal because I don't want a disease or something.
I'll do it.
Wait, Cody, you'll do it? You're usually afraid of everything.
But I want to be a badass like Coyote Peterson.
Well, you gotta pick a name. You gotta have an official name.
Okay, you can call me Coyote Peterson, but like with a D instead of a T. Or Coyote Peterson. Or Cody Peterson. Yeah, I like that. Cody Peterson.
Yeah, Cody Peterson sounds really official.
Yeah.
All right, Cody Peterson, what's the first thing you're going to get bit by?
Ooh, a rattlesnake.
Yeah, rattlesnake.
No. Coyote Peterson never gets bit by anything that could kill him.
Okay, what about a bullet ant?
But, Junior, they don't live here. They live in Nicaragua.
What'd you say, bro?
I said they live in Nicaragua.
Dude, I look like I need some water. I'm not thirsty, okay? Cracker agua.
What? No, I just mean they don't live here.
We deserve to live here. Abraham Lincoln freed us, okay? We deserve to live here.
I was talking about bullet ants.
Oh, you should have said that.
Okay, Cody, so you can't get bit by a bullet ant. You don't want to get bit by a rattlesnake. Ooh, how about we go to the pet store and we buy a python and let it bite you?
But, Junior, pythons are really known for constricting, not biting.
Okay, well, I've seen Coyote Peterson get bit by a python, so if you don't want to get bit by a python, just say you're not Coyote Peterson.
No, I'll do it. I'll get bit by a python.
All right, so let's go to the pet store and buy a python and let it bite you.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Come on. Oh, look, Cody, they have a snake right here.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to Pet-O-Rama. Now, that's Pet-O-Rama with a T. I know, the name is really bad. I keep telling them they have to change it, especially if we have kids coming in here. So what can I get you? Can I get you, like, maybe a betta fish, the laziest, easiest pet you could possibly have? I mean, they just sit in their tank and do nothing, and then you just watch them slowly die. It's really sad. You know, some people keep them in cups. I mean, how sad is that? Can you imagine just living the rest of your life in a little cup, stewing in your own juices until you die? Well, anyway, we have a few cups of betta fish over there if you want one.
Oh, no, we're not interested in that. We want a python.
Ooh, a snake, huh? Ooh, you guys must be badasses. Well, have you ever had a snake before?
No.
Oh, well, okay, let me tell you, it's going to get pretty expensive because you gotta buy the snake, then you got to buy the bedding, and then you got to buy the rats he eats, and then, I mean, it adds up.
Well, we don't really need all that stuff. We just need the snake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not just going to sell you the snake. I have to give you something to put him in.
Well, we don't need to keep him as a pet. We just want to buy him, let him bite my friend on camera, and then we'll release him in the wild.
What? No. What? No, you can't do that. You can't let him go. It's an invasive species.
He's from the wild. We can send him back to where he came from.
Well, he's not from around here. It would mess up the ecosystem. I can't let you do that.
We just need him to bite my friend on camera, and then we'll bring him back.
Okay, why do you need him to bite your friend so bad?
Because he makes these videos where he lets dangerous animals bite him, and then he reacts to it.
Oh, like that Coyote Peterson.
Exactly. This is Coyote Peterson's younger brother, Cody Peterson.
Oh, a celebrity, huh? Well, I mean, in that case, I guess I could let you borrow the python. Yeah, but you'd have to bring him back. And you'd have to give our pet store a shout-out. Now, when you say Pet-O-Rama, make sure you really enunciate that T. Pet-O-Rama. We got a lot of weird fuckers in here coming in thinking it's a safe place for them. And you can spot them a mile away, too. You gotta be like, hey, you, get out of here. Shoot. Scram. Yeah, so just make sure you say that right.
Okay, all right, well, we'll give the pet store a shout-out. So can we get the python so it can bite Cody?
Yeah, he's in there. See, we call him Sleepy because he sleeps most of the time, you know, like one of the seven dwarves. You know, we had one called Grumpy, but he choked out the manager, so we had to put him down. Anyway, I'll get you a Ziploc bag for him. We don't have any boxes left.
Wait, how do we make him make sure he bites my friend?
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you piss him off, he probably should do that. So if you, like, blow him up like a balloon and then, like, tie him up like a balloon animal, or if you skip rope with him, that'd probably piss him off.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Let me get him out.
All right, Cody, we got the snake. Now come over here and let him bite you.
Hey there, little snake. Hi.
Stop backing up. You're acting like you're scared of him.
Oh, I'm not scared of anything. I'm Cody Peterson.
Yeah, that's the spirit, dude.
All right, Justin, you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording, bro.
All right, Cody, let him bite you.
Hey, everybody, I'm Cody Peterson.
Cody, you got to talk with confidence. You got to look at the camera.
Come on, look, dude.
Okay.
yeah, act like you actually like about to get bitten, and you got to scream when he bites you.
Yeah, own it, dude.
Hey, everybody, I'm Cody Peterson, and today I'm going to get bit by this store-bought python from a pet store. And I think it's going to hurt really bad.
What's the name of the pet store?
Pet-O-Land?
Pet-O-Rama.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Pet-O-Rama for giving us this python.
With a Pet-O-Rama with a T.
Yes, yeah. with a T for pets. Okay, here I go.
No, you got to do the intro. You got to say, my name's Cody Peterson.
Yeah, you got to own it, dude.
Yeah, right. I'm Cody Peterson, and I'm about to enter the snake bite zone. Come on, little buddy.
Make sure you look in the camera when it bites you.
Come on, bite me.
Make sure you scream when it bites you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bite me. Bite me. Please.
Ow! 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 Fuck! Ow! Fuck! That hurts so bad! Ow! 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 My fucking hand! Ow!
Oh, dude, that was so sick! Did you see that?
He got bit! He got bit! He got bit!
Hey!
Hey guys, so the funniest darn thing happened. You guys remember the non-venomous python I gave you guys from the pet store? Well, it turns out that our python supplier actually ran out of pythons. I mean, how does that even happen, right? I mean, you're a python supplier, you ran out of pythons, how does that even happen? What's going on? But anyway, it turns out he thought it would be a really funny silly goose prank to cut the tail off an eastern diamondback rattlesnake and give it to us, telling us it was a python. So, that python we gave you was actually an eastern diamondback rattlesnake, which just so happens to be one of the most venomous snakes in the entire country.
Whoa, that's so cool. That means in my YouTube video, we can say that he got bit by a rattlesnake instead of a python.
Yeah, and you know what else is really cool? He's having an allergic reaction to the venom, which is also a deadly hemotoxin that's causing his cells to die, it's causing his organs to fail, and it's causing tissue death, which you can see right here in his hand. Look, kids, it's dying.
Oh, wow. So what can you do to stop it?
Well, we could probably suck the venom out if somebody here was really good at sucking. Nurse, good at sucking?
Do I need to go to HR again?
No. I just wondered, you know, what your head game was like. I mean, your hair is always up in a ponytail, so I thought maybe you were always ready.
That's it. I'm going to Linda in HR.
No, don't. Ugh. Well, anyway, I'm not going to suck the venom out. I just brush my teeth, and that would taste yucky. You know, like how you drink orange juice after you brush your teeth, and it's like it just tastes bad? Ugh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. Well, anyway, I think I can use some antivenom. That should clear it right up.
Okay, so you give him the antivenom, and what else?
Yeah, and then you can just take him home and show him some Coyote Peterson videos to cheer him up.
Ooh, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to upload the video we filmed, and maybe he'll get a million views, and that can pay for his medical bills.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get the antivenom.
All right, Cody, come on. You're going to be a superstar on the internet. All right, Cody, I know you're in a lot of pain, but the video of you getting bit by a snake has over 3 million views.
Dude, how does it feel to be famous?
Oh, wow. Be humble, Cody. Be grateful. He's like, oh, I got 3 million views. Blah, what does that mean?
Sometimes we get the wrong people fame.
I feel like I'm dying.
All right, Cody, I understand you got 3 million views, but you're not that famous. You're not suffocating from all the fame, Cody.
The news.
What? You want to go on the news? You think the news should cover you because of how famous you are? Wow, you're not Mr. Beast, Cody. You got, well, you got one one-hit wonder. You just got one video. That's all you got.
The news. What?
The news.
Breaking news, MK. Coyote Peterson has posted bail and is out of jail. And he has released a new episode to try to rehabilitate his image. Let's watch that episode now.
Oh, guys, a new Coyote Peterson episode's about to play.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Fuck Coyote Peterson.
Cody, don't say that about your idol.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Hey guys, it's me, Coyote Peterson, and I saw online where some amateurs were trying to steal my thunder, specifically somebody named Cody Peterson. Cody Peterson, I have a message for you. Suck my left nut, because today I'm going to be getting stung by the Africanized killer honeybee. No one has ever survived being stung by one of these, but today, it's gonna be me. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the sting zone. Ooh, it's gonna hurt so bad. Ooh, that sting is gonna hurt so bad. It's gonna hurt. Ooh, he's stinging me. Oh, ouchie. Ooh, ow, 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 ow. Ooh, that stings so bad. Oh, that's a bad sting. Ooh, ow, 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 ow. That's a big old stinger right in my arm. Ow. Ooh, ow, ow, ow. Ooh, that stings. Ooh, ouchie. Ow. Ooh.
Breaking news. Okay. There is a rumor that Coyote Peterson may be a fraud, that he doesn't perform his own stunts because of this frame. You can clearly see that it is someone else's arm being stung by a bee.
What? Coyote Peterson's a fraud?
You're telling me I got bit by a rattlesnake for no fucking reason?
It can't be!
I'm Cody Peterson, and I'm about to enter the death zone.
Hey, Daddy, can Scooter and I go outside and ride scooters?
No, Jeffy, it's dark outside.
What about the moon?
What about the moon?
It ain't bright.
It's not bright enough to light up the ground.
Well, what about the stars?
They're not bright enough either.
Oh, Mario, come on, let them go outside and play.
No, they're gonna get hit by a car.
Cars have headlights. Beep, beep.
Mario, let them go have fun.
Okay, fine, but when they get hit by a car, don't come crying to me.
Bye, boys. Have a good time.
Yay! Come on, Scooter. Let's go outside and ride scooters.
Whippy!
Whoopee, this is fun riding our scooters at night, Jeffy.
Yeah, good thing we taped our hands to your scooter so we don't fall off.
I heard that.
Oh, no, Scooter, there's a car coming. We gotta get out of the way.
No, I'm about to jump it.
You're gonna jump over the car?
Yep, watch me go. Whoopee!
All right, Mercedes, when we get back to my house, you're gonna be Mercedes Benz over.
Whoopee!
Oh, my God, what did you just hit?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was a tree limb or a kid on a scooter.
Really?
Really? Oh, my God.
That's what you sound like. You're so ugly. Get out of my car. There's 20 more better than you at home.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, not a good deal with this BS.
Ow!
Please be dead. Please be dead. Please be dead. Oh, man, he's alive.
Pepsi. I made a Pepsi.
Oopsie, I made a poopsie indeed. And this is going to be a very expensive poopsie when you sue me for everything that I have.
My back hurts.
Oh, I bet it does. Well, you know what? You're about to be a really rich man. How about I give you all the money that's in the trunk of my car as long as you don't sue me for everything that I have?
Okay.
All right, great.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy! Scooter got hit by a car!
Oh, no! That's terrible, Mario! We have to do something!
What did I say? Don't come crying to me.
Jeffy, is he okay?
I don't know, Mommy, because right when Scooter got hit by a car, the poop monster came and pooped in my pants.
So you poop in your pants?
No, the poop monster! Chester did, and he's out on the loose, Daddy, so I think we need to find him.
No, Jeffy, go clean the poop out of your pants in the bathroom.
Okay, Daddy.
Mario, we need to go check on Scooter.
No, we don't. I knew this was going to happen. He's not a responsibility.
But Mario, that's terrible. We have to check on him, make sure he's okay.
If a kid gets hit by a car and no one's there to see it, did it happen?
Yes, Mario.
Well, he's not a responsibility.
Oh.
Peek-a-boo.
Ah!
Scooter, didn't you get hit by a car?
Yeah, sure did. And it hurt. Owie.
Mario, is this your kid?
No, no. It's not my kid. It'll never be my kid.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. We look nothing alike.
How about you? Is it your kid?
No, he's not my kid.
Kid, who are your parents?
I already told you. I ain't got no parents.
Yeah, he doesn't have parents.
Okay. All right, well, looks like you're telling the truth, so let's go get your money.
Okay.
Wait, money?
All right, Scooter. Here's your $200,000 in cash.
Wowie-wowie. I'm so rich. I'm a Monopoly man. I'm at the past go.
Well, Goodman, why are you giving him all this money?
Because I accidentally hit him with my car, and I didn't want him to sue me. So I came here looking for his parents because I was going to give them the money. But you said that you weren't his parents, so I gave it to him.
Well, I misunderstood the question. I actually am his parents.
Lie. Liar, pants on fire. I don't have pants.
Well, Goodman, what's he going to spend that money on?
I don't care what he spends the money on, as long as he doesn't sue me.
Come on, Scooter, buddy. What are you going to spend all that money on?
I'm going to go buy some Coke. It's yummy.
What, Coke?
There you go. Scooter bought everyone some Coke. Scooter loves to share.
Thanks, Scooter.
There's a straw. It makes it easier.
Thank you.
Have you ever tried Coke before?
Yes. I've had Coca-Cola, the soda, before.
Okay.
So, now that you bought everyone some Coke, what are you going to buy with the rest of your money?
Scooter's going to buy a girlfriend.
You can't buy a girlfriend, Scooter.
Now that Scooter has all this money, all the women want me.
Well, you don't want women that want you for your money. They want you. You got to want a girl that wants you for you.
Scooter's smart. I know a good girl when I see one.
I'm going to go check on Jeffy.
Okay.
Well. Look who got the girlfriend.
You got her?
Yep. Her name's Mercedes Benzover. Like the car. Beep, beep.
Mercedes Benzover.
Yep.
What does she do?
She's a firefighter. She smells like smoke and slides down a pole. And all the guys that she saves puts money in her underwear.
What? That doesn't sound like a firefighter.
Oh, yes, it is. I even went to where she works. The fire station. It must have caught on fire because it was full of smoke. Then all the female firefighters caught on fire. They had to take off all their clothes. Then all the guys covered them in dollars so they could buy more clothes.
What? Are you sure she's a firefighter?
Yep, because she even went to a guy's house. I saw through a window. She was giving them CPR. Then they caught on fire because they took off all the clothes and started stop, dropping, and rolling.
Well, she's a real hero.
Yes, she is. Come on. I'm giving away free scooters. Who wants a scooter? My first customer.
Hey, I'm hungry.
You smell like Dookie. P.U., take a free scooter.
I can't eat that. I need food.
But you can ride it and go get food.
I don't got no money.
Money? Hold on 1 second. Here you go. Take this money.
Money man.
Oh, my God. You're so generous, Peter.
But my name's Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Can I have some money?
Sure thing, baby. Go upstairs and get some.
Yeah.
Free scooter.
Hey, did I hear somebody say something about free scooters?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I can get my son this for his birthday so I can stop shopping.
Or you can have $40,000.
Huh? What? I'm sorry, what?
$40,000. Or the scooter.
Hold on. Did I just hear you say you would give me $40,000?
Yeah.
Hold on. Just take a second. So, my choices are I could have this little $10 scooter that's meant for ages 30 months and up. Or $40,000 in cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
That, really? Like, no funny business?
Nope.
Like, seriously? Like, what do I have to do?
Just pick one.
Pick one? Pick what? What do you mean, pick one?
The scooter or $40,000 cash.
Those are my options.
Yeah.
And, okay, you're not going to, like, touch me or something, right?
Nope.
And I don't have to touch you anywhere?
Nope.
What? Okay, then I think I'd like the cash.
Please. Okay. Sucker.
Hold on. Why sucker? Why sucker, though? Why do you say that?
Because that's more scooters for me.
I'm sorry. That's the only catch? Is that there's more scooters for you, the guy who has the word scooter on his shirt?
Yeah.
That's the only downside for me.
That's it.
Okay. I'm gonna just take this. A piano's not going to, like, fall on my head when I leave, right? Like.
Nope.
Okay. I'm gonna go call my wife.
Okay.
Oh. Honey, yeah, no, get out of bed right now. Honey, get down here right now. I know it's cold. Put on a sweater. I don't care. Just go down here right now. Lolly, this guy, this maniac, is handing out $40,000 in cash. Now, I don't know why. I didn't ask. I just took the money. Why are we still talking? Why are you not in the car coming down here right now? I don't care. Hurry. What? I'm not cheating on you. Why would you say that? What are you talking about? Just come to... Shut up. Hang up. Come down here right now. Take up this money.
Go. Stop pushing me, buddy!
Karen, I just need you to go take the man's money before he changes his mind.
Boynie, will you calmly explain what is going on?
Okay, Karen. Right now, I'm a little bit mad because you took the time to put on your eyeshadow and your nice dress at 11 o'clock at night to go take money from a stranger.
But, Boynie, I wanted to make a good impression on the nice rich man.
You don't have to make a good impression, Karen. He's just handing his money away.
Boynie, what am I supposed to do?
Okay. You're going to go up there, and then you're going to tell the man you want a scooter. But before you take the scooter, he's going to offer you something so much better, and you're going to take that money, okay?
Boynie, I don't feel right taking money from a man.
What are you talking about? Like, I feel great about it. I just did it a minute ago. You should take it.
Boynie, I would never cheat on you for no amount of money whatsoever.
No. See, I thought the same thing. But no, there's nothing fishy going on. He'll just give you the money for free.
Okay. Boynie, go. Give me that thing.
Okay.
Hello? I would like to get a scooter.
Okay, we'll take one.
Oh, thank you.
Or you can have $40,000 cash.
$40,000? I would feel too bad. I couldn't expect...
No, shut up. She doesn't know what she's saying, okay? Just hold on 1 second. What are you doing? You're going to take the money.
Boynie, I feel guilty taking money for that poor boy.
No. But, Karen, see, you don't have to feel guilty. There's something wrong with him, and we're going to exploit that, okay? So you go over there and you take that money.
But, Boynie, he's just a kid. I don't know. We already got $40,000. Why do we need $80,000?
Because it's $80,000, Karen. That's the kind of money you don't say no to. Just go take the money.
Okay, let me do it. Give me my space. Let me do it.
Just take
it. Let me do it. I want the scooter, thank you!
What? No! Karen! I hate you! I'm divorcing you tomorrow!
Did I hear somebody say free scooters?
Yeah, get your free scooter.
All right, I'll take a scooter.
But wait, do you want a free scooter or $40,000 cash?
Wait, what? $40,000?
Yeah, or a free scooter.
What kind of question is that? I think I'll take the $40,000.
Okay, sucker. More scooters for me.
What? Really? Are the scooters made of gold or something?
No, just more scooters for me.
Okay, thanks. I think I'll sleep pretty good at night with the money.
Free scooters!
Ho, ho, ho!
Santa Claus, what are you doing here? It's only March.
Yeah, I know, but I was just flying down from the North Pole, and I realized I didn't have any scooters for all the boys and girls this year.
Well, take as much as you want.
I will, thank you. Aren't you going to offer me something else?
Well, take two scooters.
Okay, how about this? Actually, my elves are on a union strike right now, and they say I'm not paying them enough, and they're not going to make any more toys unless I give them exactly $40,000.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it does, so that would be...
Why are you not giving me $40,000 anymore?
Because I don't have any. I'm broke.
What, but you just offered my wife money.
I didn't see Mrs. Claus.
But not the... You know what? Fine, I'm taking a scooter.
Well, I just gave away a bunch of scooters.
That's really nice of you, Scooter.
Where's Mercedes at with her hot little butt thing?
She took the rest of your money and ran off.
That's okay. I guess she went to buy something nice.
Yeah, she left a note.
Oh, my God. This Peter guy just got broken up with. Sucks for him.
Yep, sucks for Peter.
Hey, Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World. It's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats, and I want to see them.
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World. The same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well, what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun.
What is that? Is that in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios, and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit cards are ran out. Let's just go, me and you.
Yep, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Oh,
wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but listen, if you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh, Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Daddy. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just at the amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order! I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. Oh, but that would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that would be so cool. I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God, I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the ticket because Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was... We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Take them away. Take them away before I throw up. Get in there, you sick fucks.
I'm from Owl Town.
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen. 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years. Oh,
okay, the judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't even make any sense. The world's not going to be around that long. The sun's going to explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just going to let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what are you going to feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, no, I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we going to eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a French fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know, I don't eat here.
What? Ew, oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High protein, whole lot of nuts. Very chunky, slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my God!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Jeffy! Guard! Guard! We need your help! Guard!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Listen, guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is, we're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Dad, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Dad. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want him to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating enough.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jimmy, that's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm going to go talk to him and distract him. And while he's talking to me, you're going to go up behind him and you're going to choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
Well, no, his neck. His neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, so this way. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man. Nah, I'm Bubbles.
Wait, how the fuck you do that?
You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. That was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me. After that, I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, whoo, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no. I would say my life is perfect now. Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want? Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm about to finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait! What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it! You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait! So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait. So you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell nah! I was jiggling Quaker Oats, apples, and cinnamon. Told you it was gonna be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell nah! No, why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison. And my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal and people would share their ass to me. You know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. Consensually. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that?
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner, my Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all done. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run! Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy.
Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha! Gotcha!
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You suck this fucking nutsack. I see. It's like that, is it? Okay, I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait to watch the Miami Heat win tonight. Go Heat!
But, Boyne, aren't they down 3-1?
Well, yes, but that's because Jimmy Butler wants a challenge, you see, because the only team to come back from a 3-1 deficit was LeBron James, and Jimmy Butler wants to outdo him.
But, Boyne, what would happen if they were to lose?
They're not gonna lose, Karen. You know why? Because you can't spell heat without eat, which is what Jimmy Butler's gonna do to those nuggets, just like I'm gonna do to these nuggets. I'm gonna eat them up. Nom, 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 nom. Those nuggets suck. Well, not these nuggets. These nuggets are delicious. I mean, the Denver nuggets suck. Hey, Karen, guess what? It's Grimace's birthday today.
What?
You know Grimace, Ronald McDonald's friend? Today's his birthday.
Oh, the purple one?
Yeah, it's his birthday. And you know what he wanted for his birthday? For the Heat to win!
I don't believe you, Boyne. I think you're lying.
No, no, I'm not lying because me and Grimace are friends. We talk all the time. As a matter of fact, that's why he gave me his birthday shake.
Oh, I want one!
No, because you doubted the Heat. Because we are going to win tonight because of Jimmy Bucket. He's going to make us win. He's going to beat those Nuggets. Watch, he's going to eat them up. Nom, 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 nom.
Hey, Boyne, who won your game? What is so sad, Boyne? Aw, you didn't finish your chicken nuggets? Did they hurt your belly? Well, who won your basketball game, Boyne?
The Nuggets.
Oh my god, the Heat lost? Is that why you're sad?
No, Karen. If we had lost together as a team, I wouldn't be sad. I'd say, well, we tried. No, Karen, I'm sad because Jimmy Butler decided to choke the biggest, fattest, girthiest, veiniest dick.
Boyne, language!
Oh, he did, Karen. He did it right there out in the court in front of God and everybody. They even caught it on video. You want to see? I warn you, it's pretty graphic, so shield your eyes. There's Jimmy Butler. We're down by one. He's right under the goal. We just need a two-pointer. And then all of a sudden he goes, here you go, other team. You take the ball. Maybe you'll know what to do with it. I just want to start choking on giant throbbing...
Boyne!
Well, he did, Karen. You saw it.
Boyne, that one play didn't cost them the whole game.
No, you're right, Karen. It wasn't just that one play. It was also this one. See? We're down by three. We just need a three to tie it. I don't know why the fuck they put the ball in Jimmy's hands. He's been sucking all night. And then Jimmy says, maybe if I throw the ball as fast as I can in the general direction of the goal while I'm covered and there's somebody right in my face, I can get back to sucking throbbing, veiny, giant...
Boyne, cut it out!
Well, Karen, you saw the footage.
Boyne, they always have next year.
No, they don't, Karen. We weren't even supposed to be here this year. We just got lucky.
But what about Timothy? Timothy
cost us the game. Himmy should have just stayed his ass on the bench. We were doing better without him.
Boyne, you don't mean that. You love him.
Loved. Past tense. I hate him now.
But Boyne, what about the back of your jaw? You think you want to marry him?
Yeah, well, now I want a divorce.
Well, what did I do?
From him, Karen.
Boyne, I think you just need to go lie down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go lie down on the railroad tracks in front of a train so I get run over.
Boyne, stop it!
I'm gonna go take a shower, because I've been wearing this garbage bag all night, and I probably smell like shit, because Jimmy was playing like shit. Are you fucking kidding me, Jimmy?
Boyne, you're gonna have to turn the water on if you're gonna take a shower.
No, I don't. My tears will be the water.
Boyne, it's just a game!
No, that wasn't even a game. That was just hand the ball to the Denver Nuggets so they can score and win and get their rings while Jimmy claps for them and hands them their trophy, and don't forget he sucked them all off.
Boyne, don't start that again, and take your jersey off! It's gonna get wet!
I can't take it off. It's melted to my body from the heat of that giant steaming shit pile that Jimmy left out on the court. You know, I didn't even know he was that backed up. It's probably from all the coffee.
What?
Have I told you about the coffee yet?
No, Boyne! You're talking nonsense. Either take a shower or get out.
Okay.
Hey, Boynie, I know what'll make you feel better. Do you want to fool around?
I'm going to explain the coffee thing. So Jimmy has his own coffee company called Big Face Coffee, and he wants to be the biggest coffee brand in the world.
Well, that's not going to beat Starbucks, Boynie. I love them.
Yeah, maybe he should focus on playing basketball. You know, because he's a basketball player. Maybe if you win a goddamn championship, people will want to drink your coffee, Jimmy. Imagine this. Imagine saying, I'm drinking NBA champion Jimmy Butler's coffee. Doesn't that sound better than I'm drinking NBA loser Jimmy Butler's coffee? You can't even beat Nuggets, Jimmy. How do you expect to beat Frappuccinos? Pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice with sweet bus.
Okay, Boynie, calm down. Let's just get some sleep.
God damn it, Jimmy. Get your priorities straight.
Boynie!
No, I'm just trying to do the math. Do the math here with me, Karen. Let me figure this out.
I don't want to do the math, Boynie.
No, we're going to figure this out. Tell me why on game day he would decide to play cards with his friends while drinking coffee instead of going down to the court at 5 o'clock in the morning and shooting some hoops. You know, that's Kobe shit, but not Jimmy Butler. No, he wants to drink as much coffee as he can so he can have big IBS shits during the game.
Boynie, if you're not going to bed, leave the room because I'm tired.
You know who's not tired? Jimmy Butler, because he's been drinking coffee all day and he didn't use up that energy on the court. So, I wonder where all that energy's going. Oh, I know. I bet he's going to use all that energy to suck big, fat, girthy...
Good night, Boynie!
Didn't try. What the fuck was that? I could do that. Pay me $100 million to throw a ball at a hoop and just hope and drink coffee and play cards with my buddies.
Hey, Dad!
Oh, no, don't look, Penelope. You're not old enough. Daddy's watching an adult movie.
No, you're not. You're just watching basketball.
No, I'm watching Naughty Coffee Barista takes on Burly Five-Man Basketball Team.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't see what that grown man is doing to all the men on that other team?
Missing a bunch of basketball shots?
Oh, yeah, he's doing a lot of that, but where is his mouth?
What?
Well, you see, Penelope, when two basketball players love each other very much, they suck each other off. And Jimmy must love the Nuggets because he's the only one sucking.
Ew, Dad!
Go get me my lighter.
What?
Go get me my goddamn lighter and a pen and some lighter fluid.
Why?
Just go get it.
Okay. Here, Dad, why did you want all this stuff?
I'm burning my jersey.
Don't you think you're taking this basketball game a little too seriously?
Hey, well, at least somebody's taking it seriously, because Jimmy sure didn't. He thought that was practice. He thinks the game's tomorrow.
Is it?
No, it was tonight, and they lost, because Jimmy thought it was opposite day. He thought the team with the least points won. He thought he was playing golf.
Oh, so he lost?
Penelope, get the hell out of here. You're starting to piss me off.
Fine.
I love this jersey. But Jimmy doesn't love basketball. No, he loves coffee. So this is what happens to this jersey. I'm sure I put a lot of this on there. I want it to burn nice and good. Goodbye, Jimmy. Well, at least some heat showed up today.
That's not funny, Boynie. You could have burned the house down.
I didn't say it was funny. None of this is funny.
Cut the crap, Boynie, and take your sad eyes off.
Oh, I'm afraid the sad eyes are going to stay.
For how long?
For a very long time, until Jimmy Butler wins a championship.
Boynie, that might never happen.
Oh, it won't. Believe me, I know it won't.
Boynie, why don't you become like a Brooklyn Nets fan, you know, because of your name, Brooklyn Tea Guy?
Wait, you know my name? Then why do you always call me Boynie? I thought you didn't know my name.
I don't call you Boynie, Boynie. I call you Boynie.
Why don't you call me Brooklyn? Because that's my name.
But I like calling you Boynie. It's a thing.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan. Who am I going to root for? Seth Curry? The lesser of the Currys? The underachieving one? He's the brother of Steph Curry, and I guess if you say his name fast enough, it sounds like that.
I think you got that wrong, Boynie. Stephanie's a girl's name.
Well, look, I'm not going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Well, Boynie, why don't you go back to work? Get your mind off things.
Yeah, there's an idea. Everybody should do what they're paid to do, because it's their job, and not just throw it all away so that they can make coffee.
Have you even tried this coffee, Boynie?
I don't know where the fuck to buy it.
Miami?
Well, that would make sense. Well, maybe if he won a championship, people would know where to buy his coffee. But yes, you're right. Maybe I'll try to go to work.
Boynie, put your clothes on!
Hey, nurse, what do you got for me?
Chester Cheetah overdosed on Cheeto dust again.
Oh, man, Chester.
I think we should give him some Narcan and try to resuscitate him.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Hey, could you check out this coffee I made in the break room?
Doctor, I think we should focus on the patient.
Yeah, you would think that we should probably do that because that's our jobs and that's what we get paid to do. But I want to try to start a coffee company.
Doctor, I think we're losing him.
Just try it real quick. Come on, take
it. It smells like a crappy cup of coffee.
Do you think I could beat Starbucks?
Doctor, I think we lost him.
Oh. Well, never mind, then.
How was your day at work, Boyne?
Well, I did a better job than Jimmy. I only killed one person. He killed the hearts of every Miami Heat fan.
You killed someone today, Boyne?
Yeah, I tried the Jimmy method. I got to work and then started my own coffee company.
What does that have to do with killing someone?
What does it have to do with basketball? Aren't they supposed to drink Gatorade or some shit? You know, coffee's a diuretic. He was probably dehydrated as fuck. I've never seen after the Super Bowl people run up and dump a bunch of coffee on their coach and give him third-degree burns.
Boyne, leave Jimmy Butler alone.
Okay.
I mean it, Boyne.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Not pouting like you.
Yeah, of course not. He get paid $100 million just to drink coffee and give the ball to the other team. What? I'll get it.
Are you gonna go get it, Boyne?
Yeah.
Go!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was giving a Jimmy amount of effort.
Ugh.
Hello?
Hello there.
Jimmy Butler? What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in all the Denver Nuggets houses blowing them?
Well, I came by to explain myself.
Oh, good, because I was really wondering why the hell you played like dog shit tonight.
Well, you see, the Denver Nuggets have never won a championship before. But see, the Miami Heat, we've won three. So I felt bad and I let them win.
Well, that does explain why you passed the ball directly to the other team when we were only down by one.
Yeah, I tried to hide that the best I could, but whoops.
Whoops, yeah, whoops. Well, I mean, I guess I understand why you let them win, but did you really have to suck them off, too?
Well, listen, see, I'll try harder next season, and I'll win it all.
Okay, well, that is good to know.
Yeah, you want to buy some coffee?
I would not, but I actually really recommend that you take this and drink this instead on game day.
Well, no, thank you. I like my coffee.
Please take this.
No, the coffee's good for me.
No, I'm literally begging you, Jimmy.
No, you hold on to that for me.
Maybe practice next time?
No, see you next season.
Okay, Jimmy, he didn't take it.
Who was at the door, Boyne?
Oh, nobody. Just a coffee salesman.
At this time of night?
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy Butler?
It was Jimmy Butler.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, dude. I'm bored.
Me too. Ooh, Chef Phoebe's taking a nap. You want to pull some pranks on him while he's sleeping?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, dude, let's prank him. What kind of prank should we do?
I don't know.
Oh, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we put his hand in warm water so he pees the bed?
What? What are you talking about, Cody?
Well, when you put someone's hand in warm water while they're sleeping, they pee the bed.
So you're telling me if his hand gets wet, he pees?
Well, yeah.
I don't think Chef Phoebe pees himself every time he washes his hands.
Well, no, he has to be asleep first.
Why would he wash his hands if he's sleeping, Cody?
Well, that's so stupid.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Right? Unless he's sleepwalking.
Yeah, who even sleeps?
Yeah, Cody shot up a dumb idea.
Dude, I got an idea.
What is it?
How about we draw on his face with a marker?
That'd be so cool, he wouldn't even know we're doing that. Oh, guys, I got a better idea. How about we glue Chef Phoebe's eyes shut?
Dude, that is the ultimate brain!
I know!
Guys, this seems really dangerous.
The party pooper's here, everybody.
Yep, he's here. He has arrived.
The party pooper's in the building. All right, Cody, tell us why it's so dangerous.
Well, he won't be able to open his eyes.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the point of the prank, Cody. Glue his eyes shut. He's not supposed to be able to see.
Duh, it's a prank, idiot.
It's a prank.
Well, but I mean, he might go blind.
That's the point of the prank, Cody. He's not supposed to be able to see. Glue his eyes shut.
Well, but I mean, he might go blind permanently.
Cody, it's washable glue. All he has to do is wash his face afterwards. He can see again.
Yeah, it's school glue. It gotta be safe.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just really hope that no one watching this video ever does this to anyone.
Don't worry, Cody. They're not gonna do it. Okay, we're dolls. They know not to do that. All right, I'm gonna go glue Chef Phoebe's eyes shut.
Go do it, dude. Go, do you go?
Yeah.
Okay, glue those eyes shut. Oh. Yeah, right there. Yeah, that should be good. All right, guys, I did it.
You actually did it?
Yeah.
Dude, what'd it look like?
His face looked like some girl's face I saw in a video last night.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so awesome. What do you think he's going to do when he wakes up?
Junior!
That?
Dude, I'm out of here. He sounds mad.
He does, Cody.
Junior, where are you? I can't see. I can't open my eyes.
Pranked.
What?
I'm over here, Chef Phoebe. Prank!
What are you talking about?
Tell him, Cody.
Junior put glue in your eyes.
Yeah, I put glue in your eyes.
Wait, what? You did what?
I put glue in your eyes. It's a prank, so you can't open your eyes.
Junior, I need my eyes to see!
I know, that's the point in the prank, Chef PP. Look, if you want to see again, just go wash your eyes out. It's washable glue.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, it says here in the very, very small fine print, not actually washable, haha, just kidding. If you put this in your eyes, you'll be blind forever.
Junior, I'm not going to be blind forever! You're going to fix this! Right
now!
Well, I didn't know the glue said that, Chef Pee-Pee. Okay, look, me and Cody will call a doctor.
Well, actually, Junior, I don't want to have anything to do with this. So as Joseph says, I'm out of here, dude.
What? No, Cody, no.
Junior, you better fix this right now!
Okay, I'll call a doctor, Chef Pee-Pee. Just stay right here, calm down, okay?
Where am I going to go, you idiot?
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, he did. Tell him what you did, Junior.
I got a B minus on my science test.
Hey, that's pretty good. High five, champ.
Yeah.
No. Tell him about me.
I don't know what Chef Pee-Pee got on his science test.
No, Dr. Junior put glue in my eyes. Now I can't see.
He put glue in your eyes?
Yes.
Wait, this glue?
Yeah.
Oh, this glue's really dangerous. Anything you put this glue on stays closed forever. They should have put it on my ex-wife's legs to keep them closed because she cheated on me. A lot.
So now my eyes are closed forever?
Yeah, pretty much. Did you read the fine print?
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't know it was this dangerous.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I lost my son to this glue.
What, he died?
Oh, no, he's not dead. He's just blind, so I put him up for adoption. He's somebody else's problem now, you know? I'm not dealing with that.
Well, so Chef Pee-Pee's blind forever?
Well, there is a really expensive surgery I could do to get his eyes open.
Oh, how much is it?
It is $100,000 or 10 Bitcoin. I also take Bitcoin.
Well, I don't have that kind of money. I've never even seen that much.
And you're blind, so you never will.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, okay. So if we get you the money, you can give him new eyes?
Yeah, sure. If you guys come up with the money, I'll be sure to give you that surgery. But until then, I'm outie.
Okay, Chef Pee-Pee, look, all we have to do is get $100,000. Look, I'll go door to door asking people for a dollar.
No. You better take me to your dad right now. You did this, so he's gonna fix it, okay?
Okay, I was gonna try to raise the money, but let's go ask my dad.
We don't have time for that. This chicken looks delicious.
All right, Chef Pee-Pee, my dad's right in front of you.
What do you want, Chef Pee-Pee? Bowser, look, Junior put glue in my eyes, and now I can't see. I need $100,000 for new eyes, and you're going to pay for it since Junior did it. You are hilarious, Chef Pee-Pee. Look, I have $100,000, but I'm not going to give it to you. It's saved up for Junior's college. And the only way I would give up that money is if someone nabbed Junior and held him for ransom. And let's be honest, no one's going to do that because it's Junior. Come on, Bowser, let's be honest. Junior's not going to college.
Yeah, Dad, I'm not going to college. I want to be a YouTuber.
Look, I said no. Now get out of here. I'm trying to eat chicken.
I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee.
I'm going to be blind forever because of you, Junior.
I'm over here, Chef Pee-Pee. And also, look, being blind is not going to be so bad. At least you don't have to watch the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie. God, that looks awful.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what I was worried about, Junior.
Well, look, the movie looks so bad, I might put glue in my eyes right now to go blind.
Well, do it. Put it in your eyes right now.
I'm going to go play Toy Chef, Pee-Pee. I'll talk to you later.
No, Junior, come back, please. I don't want to be blind forever. I need $100,000. The only way I could get that money is if... Maybe if I nabbed Junior and held him for ransom, Bowser would have to give up that money. I need someone's help. I need to nab Junior. I need someone's help. 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 Can someone help me, please? I need to nab a child.
Hey, you say you need to nab a child?
Yes. Can you help me, please?
What are you, blind or something?
Yes, I am blind.
Oh, well, turn around.
Huh?
There you go. Okay, so what are you trying to do?
Look, I need help napping a child.
I could be a cop and you wouldn't even know.
Wait, are you a cop?
No, I'm a dolphin.
Okay, can you help me nap a child then?
Okay, what are you trying to do?
Look, I need to nap a child and hold him for ransom for $100,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money for a kid.
Look, I know it's a lot of money, but his dad will pay for him.
Okay, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay, can you tell me the plan then?
All right, I'm gonna whisper the plan in your ear while the camera pans up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. All right, here's the actual plan. You tell the kid to come out here, and I'll grab him.
Oh, that seems simple.
Yeah, just make sure you tell everyone you didn't see anything.
Oh, okay, I can do that. Now all I have to do is get Junior to go outside. Junior, come in here quick.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, Junior, guess what? I just saw a UFO outside.
A UFO?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was flying around in the sky all crazy. You should go outside and see it.
Oh, I'm going to go see it, Chef Pee-Pee.
Okay.
Huh? Wait, Chef Pee-Pee, you're blind.
Look, I heard a UFO. Yep, I heard it.
Mm-hmm. You heard it?
Mm-hmm. I heard the aliens. They were like, we are on planet Earth. We are near Earthlings. Pee-Pee, boop, boop. What, they said that? Yeah, they said it, Junior. You should go and see.
Oh, I'm going to go see it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want to see some aliens. I want to see some aliens. I'm getting abducted. Help! 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 I'm getting abducted by aliens.
Shut up, kid.
Oh, no, they're putting me inside their spaceship.
All right.
Alrighty, nap the kid.
Wait, really?
Over here.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in the trunk of my car. He thinks it's a spaceship because he's an idiot.
So what do we do now?
Well, now you tell the dad that I napped his son. Then the police are going to contact me about the ransom, and then you get $100,000.
Okay, that's perfect. I'm going to go and tell Bowser right now.
Oh, man, that chicken was delicious. Oh, Bowser, it's so awful. Junior would snap. No, not Junior. Not my precious baby.
Oh, yes, your precious baby would snap. You need to call the police before it's too late.
Oh, no. Junior, I'm coming for you, baby.
Hey there, somebody call the police?
Yes, officer, please help. So it's not my precious baby.
Okay, sir, calm down. We're going to do everything we can to get you your precious baby back. Baby back. Baby back. Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back ribs. Man, I am hungry. All right, anybody see anything?
Yes, officer, that little brat got napped.
Well, we know that, but did you see anything?
No, I'm blind.
Oh, well, how tall was the guy?
I'm blind!
Oh, right, sorry, yeah, but did you see any tattoos or scars?
I'm blind!
Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting that, but what color was the guy's skin?
Look, all I see is black!
He's black, I knew it!
No, he's not black! Look, I can't see anything, I didn't see anything!
Oh, I see, so you're not a snitch, huh? Well, let me just ask Mr. Takeshi69, he's a snitch! I'm sorry, I don't know, I was just trying to be funny. Wait, hold on. What? Oh, I'm getting a phone call. That must be the kidnapper. They always call about the ransom. Let me answer this.
Really?
All right, let me answer this call. Oh, and in case you were wondering, yes, this is the brand new iPhone 11. As you can see, it has 3 cameras. Yellow. Yeah, this is the kidnapper. Oh, yeah, I thought you might be calling. How much do you want for the kid? I want $100,000. Whoa! You can buy a lot of iPhone 11s for that kind of money. And I should know, because I bought one. Yeah, well, that's how much I want. Okay, hold on. That was the banker. Here is your offer. $100,000. Deal or no deal?
Are you going to take the deal, Bowser?
No deal!
Oh, he says no deal. He says no deal.
What?
Yeah, he says no deal. He's not going to pay. Huh. Okay. Is there a blind chef there? Well, yeah, there is, actually. Can I talk to him, please? Yeah, here, he wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Yeah, they're not gonna pay.
Look, I heard him. Hold on, let me work this out. Bowser, are you not gonna save your son? Look, Chef Pee Pee, you were right. Junior's not going to college, so I'm gonna spend that money on a trip to Fiji.
Yeah, he's not gonna save his son.
Yeah, trip to Fiji, I heard. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, give me a second!
Oh, careful!
Look, do you have a plan, sir?
Oh yeah, I have a plan. What we're gonna do is we're gonna meet with the kidnapper, but when he shows up, I'm gonna arrest him and we just keep all the money! Wait, did you hang up?
No!
Oh man. Hello? Yeah. Oh man, you heard all of that, didn't you? Yeah. Okay, here's the actual plan. You're gonna send the chef with the money, and he's gonna come alone. And then I'll give you the kid. But that's what we're gonna do. Okay. Okay, don't worry. I have a new plan. Wait. Yeah, I hung up. New plan. Alright. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna dress up like you, and then I'm gonna meet him, and I'm just gonna arrest him there.
Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure he wanted to meet me.
He doesn't even know what you look like. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay, you can do this. You can do this. He's not gonna know you're a cop. You can do this.
Hey there, you the kidnapper?
You're a cop.
Nuh-uh.
What's with the cop hat?
That is my... Okay, I'm a cop. Well, don't run. Look, I'm here to make a deal.
All right, then show me the money.
Well, how about you show me the kid, and then I'll show you the money?
How about you show me the money, and I'll show you the kid?
Well, how about I show you the kid, and you show me the money?
What?
But okay, look, I failed my hostage negotiation class. Look, I have the money. Just show me the kid.
All right, he's in the trunk. All right, there he is. He's passed out. There's not a lot of oxygen in there. Now give me the money.
Aha! You're under arrest! Oh, man, I never should have trusted a cop. Get on the ground!
All right, I got your kid back. He's passed out, though.
Oh, man, I got my precious baby back!
Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. I am so sorry.
Oh, what happened?
It's okay, kid. You were kidnapped.
By aliens!
What?
I was kidnapped by aliens! I ran outside, and an alien grabbed me and threw me in a spaceship, and then he probed my butt.
Okay, so that might be a few more charges for that dolphin, but we'll deal with that later.
So my eyes are gonna stay like this forever?
Well, I don't really see what that has to do with anything. Wait a minute. It says right here, in the super, super fine print, haha, that was also a joke. The glue really is washable, but now you wasted all your time from when you tried to kidnap a kid to get the ransom money to pay for an expensive eye surgery to fix your eyes because you thought the glue wasn't washable.
So you just have to wash the blue out of your eyes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, go do it.
Oh my god, I can see again. Oh, I can't believe I got these babies back.
Baby back chilies, baby back ribs, barbecue sauce.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
No, dude, I'm bored.
I don't know about you guys, but I put my pranky pants on today.
Your what?
My pranky pants. I feel like doing some little pranks in my pranky pants.
Those are shorts.
Those are my pranky trousers, Junior. Those are my pranky pants.
They look like your normal shorts.
Nope, those are the prankiest pants.
Okay, what kind of pranks do you want to pull?
Oh, something silly, something pranky.
Ooh, something like pushing people in traffic?
Well, no, I was thinking of something more fun and harmless.
Ooh, like Ding Dong Ditch?
Well, something like that, but a little bit prankier. I was thinking maybe we could light a bag of dog shit on fire and put it on somebody's front doorstep, and then we knock on the door, and then when they open the door and they see the fire, they try to stomp it out, and they get doo-doo on their shoes and pee-you. Stinky.
Classic.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a lot of chain of events have to happen for that prank to happen.
It's pretty simple.
No, you're talking about the find dog shit, put it in a bag, go to someone's front door, knock on the door, and light it on fire, and then when the person sees the fire, they're gonna stomp on it? That's not what I would do if I saw fire. Like, if I saw fire, I would go grab, like, a cup of water and throw it on it.
No, but you don't have time. There's a fire on your doorstep.
I would piss on it.
Well, I guess you could do that, but I think most people would just try to stomp it out.
Yeah, but wait, okay, so what if someone, like, grabs, like, a fire extinguisher and then sprays it?
Well, that's kind of overkill, just for a little fire. You can stomp that out.
Okay, what if
that piss right on you, you know what I'm saying?
What if there's, like, a fire hydrant nearby, and you take, like, a wrench, and you, like, do this, and then, like, it pops open?
That's a lot of work, and you need a wrench. You could just stomp on it with your foot.
What if I just call 911 to put out the fire?
911's not going to come put out a little tiny bag fire.
Okay, so it's going to let that person just die?
Well, no, but they'll probably tell you how to put it out yourself. It's easy.
Okay, listen, I don't know if I would stomp on a bag on fire, but if I did, then you'd get poo-poo on your shoes.
Yeah.
Ew, that'd be so gross. Okay, I think we should try the prank.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Okay, so where are we going to find a bag at?
I just happen to have a brown paper bag right here.
Oh, that's so sick. There's no dog shit in there.
No, we still got to get the dog shit.
Well, where are we going to find dog shit?
I got it right here, dude.
Joseph, why do you just carry around dog shit?
Dude, I don't normally carry around dog shit. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
See, I was walking on the sidewalk, and I looked down, and I said, what? Is that dog shit? That's a perfectly good dog shit. Let me scoop this up. We might need this. And look at the circumstances we're in now. Don't we need dog shit?
Well, yeah, I guess it worked out. I just wouldn't have picked it up.
Exactly.
What were you going to do with it if we didn't need it?
Look, I would have thrown it at something.
Okay, well, I mean, it is a nice pile of dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kind of weird how okay everybody is with picking up dog shit.
It's just dog shit, Cody.
Well, yeah, I mean, it came out of a dog's ass.
It wasn't creamy or fresh. It was old and hard.
Right.
It's still gross.
Dude, I'm pretty sure the germs are off. It's like 10-second rule.
Yeah.
Like a reverse 10-second rule where the germs leave in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, Cody, it was sitting out in the sun probably all day. The sun baked the germs off.
No, it still has germs.
No, the germs definitely left that dog shit by now.
No, I think all shit has germs on it.
What? My hand is... It's clean, Cody.
Look. Get your shitty hand away from me.
There's no shit on my hand.
Get the fuck away from me. You just touched dog shit.
What? Joseph, smell my hand.
Oh, dude, you're good. You don't even have to wash that thing.
Yeah, I don't have to wash it, Cody.
No, you should wash it. That's gross.
Don't you wipe your own ass, Cody?
Yeah, but I use toilet paper and then I wash my hands.
You have weird rules, Cody.
No, these are everybody's rules. Everybody does that.
Well, I touched the dog shit and it was hard and nothing broke off of it. There's no smear.
Get away from me. That's gross.
Dude, it's not like the poop had cooties or anything.
Yeah.
No, all poop has cooties.
What, you're saying girls kiss everyone's poop?
No, I didn't say anything about people kissing poop.
Well, you said it has cooties, so a girl had to kiss
that
dog shit.
I just mean all shit has germs on it.
Okay, but you said cooties.
Okay, I just mean, it doesn't matter, okay? I just think it's gross to touch poop. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy for not wanting to touch poop.
Just a little bit, dude, but we're not gonna judge you.
Get the fuck away from me with your shit hand.
All right, are we gonna do the prank or not?
Yes, please, let's just...
I'll touch the bag so you don't get shit on your
hands. Please do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this bag smells like shit.
Well, because there's dog shit in there.
Duh, dude.
All right, let me put it down. All right, let's knock.
Wait, no, Junior, we have to light the dog shit on fire first.
Yeah, dude, you want to get us caught?
Okay, well, then hurry up and light the bag on fire.
Okay, put the lighter fluid on there.
That's a lot of lighter fluid.
All right, light her up, Joseph.
Oh, I got you, bro. Come on. Oh, yeah. No.
P.U., it stinks out here.
What's he, P.U.?
Run! What? Guys, they haven't answered the door yet.
Dude, you must not have knocked hard enough.
Oh, okay, I'll go back and knock.
Shit.
You better come. Stop this out. Okay, so I knocked on the door, and I rang the doorbell.
Nobody's coming.
What the hell are they?
Oh, I think I hear them coming. Run! That's so funny. I bet they have dog shit all over their shoes right now.
Junior, did you really hear someone coming out?
I mean, I thought I heard the door opening. You guys hear it?
No, I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard, like, the door go,
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, well, I thought I saw it open. You guys see it open?
No, I didn't see anybody.
I bet they're outside right now stomping it going, ew, stinky, this is shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I bet they're doing that.
Do you guys hear sirens?
Sounds like a fire truck.
Huh.
Oh, see, they did what I thought. When they saw the fire, they're like, I'm not going to step on that, and they called the fire department.
No, that's lame.
Yeah, there's no way anyone would step on a bag. We're not cavemen.
Was that an explosion?
Maybe a meteor just came into the atmosphere.
Like, right above your house?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
No, it really doesn't. That seems pretty unlikely.
Oh. Oh, wow. I bet they know it's us, and they're going to make us scrape the dog shit off their front doorstep with our fingernails. Yeah, let's start scraping them and start doing like this.
No, but why would you need to use your fingernails?
What else would you use to clamp dog shit?
I don't know, like a towel or something?
Our nails are the best tool, dude.
Yeah, God gave us five fingers.
Right.
Well,
four.
Well, yeah, for us.
Let's just go answer the door. Hello?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, I just didn't know where else to go. Did you kids know the old lady who lived in the house across the street?
Old lady lived across the street?
Yeah, she was like a blind, deaf old lady who lived by herself across the street. See, I was responding to a report about a fire, and when I got there, her house was already just engulfed in flames. So I ran in to try to save her, you know? But she was knitting a quilt, and it was all wrapped around her, and then that caught fire. So she was wrapped up in this, like, cocoon of fire. I just couldn't get to her. So I tried to tell her to stop, drop, and roll, but she's deaf, so she couldn't hear me. So then I tried sign language, but she's blind too, so that didn't fucking help. So, oh god, I just had to watch her burn. It was so fucked up. And then the fire started spreading toward her fireworks collection and this big gunpowder barrel that she kept for some fucking reason. Oh, and her gas leak detector was going off too, so that place was just a fucking ticking time bomb by that point. So I got the fuck out of there, and it's a good thing I did, because as soon as I got out, just skadoosh, just this massive explosion. I mean, just a sonic boom. I'm sure you heard it. I mean, it ruptured the eardrums of all of the orphans at the orphanage on the other side of the fence, and that's a real shame, too, because, you know, they had, like, the orphan choir coming up, and they were going to go state, but now they're all deaf, so that's not going to happen. Oh, and they all had parents lined up who would only adopt them if they could hear and they could sing with perfect pitch, so that's going to fall through. So.
I can't hear!
Go back to the orphanage! Read my lips. Go back to the orphanage! Go! Jesus. Something about a deaf orphan that just pisses me off. Like, what do you mean you don't have parents and you can't hear? Pick one. Fuck.
So, is the old lady alive?
What, is that a joke? No, of course not. She's dead as fuck. But, like, we can't even identify her. There's no dental records because her teeth fucking exploded. I don't know who the fuck that is. All of her family photos, her ID, the deed to the house, all gone. Just fucking ashes now. I mean, I can't even imagine what possibly could have started that fire. Do you kids know if there was anybody else living there? Because they're fucking dead, for that's for sure. I think she had a dog because we found, like, a big burned up pile of dog shit. And then on the front porch, I had to jump over to get into the house. And it was in a bag for some reason, so maybe it's shit and she put it outside. I don't fucking know, okay? Whoever started that fire is insane. I mean, it must have taken a fucking bazooka to start a fire like that.
Hey, mister!
Jesus fucking Christ. Go back! Go back to the orphanage!
Huh?
I know you can't hear me, but you're pissing me off! Go!
What?
Do you have some Windex I can spray at this little fucker? He's right from me.
Joseph the Windex!
Oh, gosh, you do.
Get out of here. Go, spray him.
No, Windex!
Right. Yeah, thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Look, I'm probably gonna talk to your neighbors and see if they have any doorbell footage.
Doorbell footage?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck this fire possibly could have started, so I'm gonna tell this story to all your neighbors and see what happens. You guys don't know anything?
No, we were upstairs, not starting fires.
Yeah, that's good. Fuck, because whoever started this fire is just, I mean, the worst. I mean, they deserve the death penalty. I mean, this is terrorism at this point. We're going to have to erect a monument in that lady's honor. This is awful. This is the worst. This is the craziest thing that's ever fucking happened to me. This is insane. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. It's been a long fucking day. I'm sorry. Just let me know if you hear anything, okay? Just let me know.
Well, guys, We're murderers.
You mean you're a murderer, Cody.
But how am I the murderer?
I can't believe I know a real-life murderer.
All right.
What, guys, we're all murderers.
You're the one who planned that entire murder.
I didn't plan a murder. I just said I had my Branky pants on.
Dude, you don't want to came over here today with all this bullshit. We could have did something totally different.
Yeah, we were all hanging out having a good time, and you're like, hey, you guys want to go burn an old lady's house down?
I didn't say any of that. I just said I had my Branky pants and I wanted to do a prank.
Well, you must have switched out your Branky pants with your murder pants this morning.
Mm-hmm. We're all murder. We all killed her.
What? No, you're the one who thought of the entire thing. You're like, ooh, we should light a bag of dog shit. I knew she wasn't going to stomp it out, and I just burned her whole house down. I can't believe it. You guys are going to jail.
What, you're going to jail, too?
What, no. I knocked on her door and warned her about the fire. I did nothing wrong. You poured the lighter fluid all over the bag and thought of the whole thing, and you're the one who lit the bag on fire, so you guys are going to jail.
Dude, you're an accomplice, too.
No, I am a cooperating witness. When the cops sent me down in that questioning room, I'm going to say Cody's the mastermind, Joe's the trigger man, they're going to give me McDonald's, and I get off scot-free.
They're not going to give you McDonald's. They're going to arrest you.
No, they're going to want the bigger fish. You're the bigger fish.
I'm not a big fish.
McDonald's would sound so nice right now.
Well, Joseph, if me and you join together, we can rat him out.
All right, he is the big fish.
Yeah, yeah, that's the guy who did it.
There's no big fish. It was an accident.
What, an accident? I said that the whole thing was stupid and we shouldn't be playing with fire.
You just wanted to see a lady step in dog shit.
I mean, she was blind and deaf. But this whole thing is stupid, guys. You think there's even doorbell footage that would even see us doing it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
hope not.
I don't think anyone pays for that.
What, you can't just say that. Lots of people have doorbell cameras.
Okay, listen. An old lady's dead. It's Cody's fault. We already established that.
Yeah.
Let's just watch TV and not think about it.
Fine. Breaking news, MK. An old woman's house has burned to the ground and then it exploded. The fire department has no leads on what could have caused it, so if you have any information, call 911 immediately.
Ah, good news, Cody. The news said there's still no leads. You're safe.
We're safe.
And you got your first kill. Good job.
Yeah, 2 more, you get a spotlight.
15 more, you get a chopper gunner.
Guys, real life isn't a video game. We killed someone.
I hate that you keep saying we.
Because we did.
Here you go, wanting to include people and shit.
Cody, I wish you wouldn't have came over tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's fucked up.
Well, you said it.
Well, no, you wish you wouldn't have came over because you don't want to be our friends. We wish you didn't come over because you killed someone.
Well, I just meant if I hadn't come over, nobody would have died.
Exactly. That's why I wish you wouldn't have came over.
Look, we're going in circles. My point is, I wish we hadn't killed someone.
You killed someone.
We killed someone.
You.
We.
You.
We.
You.
We.
We.
We. You tried to Bugs Bunny me, you little fuck.
Meep, meep.
That's the Roadrunner, Junior.
Well, you're going to jail, Cody.
My asshole's too tight for jail.
I don't know what to tell you, pimp. Your ass is grass.
Yeah, you gotta take your Branky pants off and put your rape pants on. Can I say that?
I don't think you can.
Jesus. I'm a pants.
I'm gonna keep my Branky pants on, thank you very much.
Joseph. What? He has the craziest look in his eyes. Look at him. Look at that crazy look in his face.
He's trying to catch a body, dude.
I think he's going to try to kill me and you.
He wants that spy plane so bad.
Yeah, I think he knows that we're going to rat him out to the police, so he's going to kill us so that we can't talk to the police, and then he can say that we're the ones who killed that old lady so he can go home.
No, dude. No. What are we going to do?
I'm not going to do any of
it. Oh, you take care of him.
Hell no. You take care of him.
No, you take care of him.
No. You do it.
Wait. We can take this little bitch.
Oh, yeah. You right. Yeah, you pussy.
You little stupid four-eyed fuck. You know what you want to take
up?
You want to kill a lady? You want to kill a lady? You're going outside, yo, yeah!
Is that the old lady?
Dude, she came back to life to kill her ass!
I mean, it looks like she's just dancing.
What do we hide?
Please don't kill us.
I'm sorry we lit that bag of dog shit on fire and put it on your doorstep.
Yeah, we weren't meant to kill you. You were just supposed to stop on the bag and stop the shit out. You weren't supposed to die.
I didn't mean to.
It was Cody's idea, and he poured the lighter fluid and Joseph lit the bag on fire. I knocked. I was trying to save your life.
I was just distracted.
Uh-huh. You kids just admitted to murder.
Wait, what?
Well, nobody in your neighborhood had doorbell camera footage, so we've been going around to every house trying to scare people into confessing. And it worked. You get all that, Ricky?
Oh, shit, I left a tape recorder in the car.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't get it.
What?
My bad.
You fucked us!
Am I a fuck up?
Yes, you're a fuck up!
What? Man, shit.
God damn it, Ricky, we needed that evidence!
You want me to go get it?
Yes, go get it!
Fuck.
Ricky's an undercover cop I've been working with, he's new. Fuck. Could you guys just admit it when he comes back?
Hold on. I didn't want to walk all the way to the car, it was a long walk, I got myself good. Alright, go ahead, say it. Come on, get it.
I don't think they're gonna do it, Ricky.
Come on. 1080p as fuck, right there. Wide angle. Say it.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not on our face. It's just my fault.
Yes, it's your fault! Just go, Ricky. Just get the fuck out of here. You blew it. You blew it for everybody. Fuck.
Yeah, we're not gonna admit to that.
Well,
Guys, you did a bad thing. Ricky, it's not gonna work. They already know.
Damn it. It's my fault, right?
Yes, it's your fucking fault.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to that old lady.
Well, did you guys at least learn your lesson?
Learn our lesson about what?
About pulling pranks and killing people. Fuck off, Ricky.
Stop.
It's not gonna work.
Well, if someone did accidentally put a bag of dog shit on someone's front porch and lit on fire and the old lady died, I would learn their lesson from hearing about it on the news.
Yeah, they, whoever they are, would definitely never do that again. Okay, fine. I guess that's good enough. I have a mess to clean.
Whew, that was close. But look, you got away with it, Cody.
We got away with it.
You.
We.
You.
We.
You.
We.
You.
We.
All right, Crass. Today we're going to be doing another show and tell. So hopefully you brought something cool to show to Crass.
What'd you bring for show and tell, Cody?
I brought my violin. I learned how to play Star Wars on it.
That's so cool. What'd you bring, Joseph?
I brought a watch.
What, Joseph? Why would you bring a watch?
Why wouldn't I bring a watch, Cody?
What if it stings you?
It's not going to sting me. It's my pet. Duh.
It's not your pet.
Then why is it in this cup, huh?
Well, because you trapped it in there.
Guys, look what I brought for show and tell. I brought a never-before-opened Hey Arnold toy.
Oh, dude, that's super cool.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of cool.
You know how hard it is not to open up a Hey Arnold toy for years, Cody?
Not that hard.
What'd you bring, Penelope?
I brought my princess piggy bank. It has $45 in it.
Well, I'll give you my Hey Arnold toy for the $45.
No, Junior.
Oh, I'm so mad at Penelope for not giving me that money.
All right, Jeffy, you come up here and show and tell first. Ooga booga booga booga! Don't be scared. It's just me.
This is a lion mask that I found.
Very scary, Jeffy. You can go back to your seat. All right, Penelope, it's your turn.
I can't wait to show everyone my piggy bank. Jeffy, you broke my piggy bank. You're going to have to pay for that.
Well, I'm a kid, Dad. I don't have any money.
Ha ha, Penelope. That's what you get for not buying my Hey Arnold toy.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, you two, settle down. Go back to your seats. All right, Cody, you come up and present next.
Hell yeah. You guys ready for your ears to explode from greatness? Okay, everybody, I'm going to be playing the intro song from Star Wars. You know, the one that goes like, da na 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 na. You know that one? Okay, here we go.
I didn't even get to do my show and tell.
Because you didn't buy my Hey Arnold toy for $45.
Oh, go cry about it, Junior.
Cry about it, bitch. Joseph.
What's up, dude?
I will give you my Hey Arnold toy if you put that wasp down the back of her shirt.
Oh, say less. I was eyeing the Hey Arnold toy since you showed me, dude. All right, dude, I put it down her shirt.
Here you go.
Yes!
Hey, Penelope, how you feeling?
Fine. Wait, there's something crawling on my stomach!
It's a wasp!
Oh, thank you for cheering, Penelope. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Penelope, why are you creaming?
Probably because she enjoys my beautiful music.
Teacher, I just got stung by a wasp and I'm allergic. Now my stomach's all bloated.
Well, maybe you're pregnant, Penelope.
Shut up, Junior.
Maybe Jeffy got you pregnant when he ran into you.
I got Penelope pregnant?
Hey, Daddy.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Did your classmates not like your lion mask?
No, they did.
Then why the long face?
Because my mommy drank when she was pregnant with me.
No, I meant why are you sad?
I'm afraid to tell you.
Jeffy, we're your parents. You can tell us anything.
Yeah, Jeffy.
You promise you won't get mad?
Well, I gotta know what it is first.
And you promise to take me to Disney World so I can get over it?
How bad is it, Jeffy?
Oh, it's really bad. Like, so bad. Like, the worst thing ever. My life is over.
Did you kill someone?
Well, not yet. I mean, she gets to make that decision later on down the line. You know, her body, her choice.
What are you talking about, Jeffy?
I got a girl pregnant.
What? You got a girl pregnant, Jeffy? Why would you do that?
Well, hey, it's not my fault.
Oh, it is your fault, Jeffy. You're the one who did it.
Well, I ran into her and I busted her pink piggy open and then she asked me to pay for it.
She asked you to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, baby. Jeffy got caught up in some weird money situation. Baby, Jeffy, are you sure she's pregnant?
Yeah, her belly's already big.
Well, Jeffy, why didn't you tell us sooner?
Well, I just found out today.
Oh, my God, are you sure it's yours?
Yeah, I mean, I did bust that pink piggy wide open, Daddy. Like, it made a mess. It was all over the carpet.
Ew, Jeffy!
Well, where'd you even do this at, Jimmy?
In your classroom.
Oh, Jimmy, you're sick. You are sick, Jimmy. Why would you do that?
Well, it was an accident.
I hope it was an accident. I hope you didn't plan on doing this, Jimmy.
Well, yeah, it was the first time I ran into her.
Oh, my God, Jimmy, you're supposed to get the nose on before you do that. Oh, my God, baby, what do we do?
We need to call a doctor.
Well, there's always plan B.
Jimmy, it's too late for that. Her belly's already big.
Well, plan B is in push her down the stairs.
That's not a bad idea.
Marvin!
No, baby, Jeffy's too young to have a kid. He can't raise a kid.
Marvin!
Okay, fine. We'll call a doctor and ask him what stairs he recommends pushing her down.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yeah, doctor, we're not doing so good.
Yeah, me neither, man. This economy, am I right? Ugh, I am barely scraping by. I don't even know if I can afford to keep the lights on next month. My panic attacks keep me up at night.
No, I'm talking about Jeffy got someone pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. Is it a boy or a girl?
I got a girl pregnant.
But no, I mean, is the baby a boy or a girl?
We don't know yet. We'll let it decide when it gets older. But hopefully it identifies as dead soon.
But, okay, so what do you need me for?
Listen, doctor, he got a girl pregnant and he hasn't told us who she is yet, but we're just scared. What do we do?
Well, Sasquatch probably went back into the woods.
What?
Well, I mean, no offense to Jeffy, but she had to be pretty hideous if she was willing to bang him. I mean, my daughter would never. She's a straight-A student and she has respect for herself.
What would you do if your daughter got pregnant?
I'd probably kill her. Strangle her, actually. Yeah, you know, hold her underwater in the bathtub for about 3 minutes. That ought to do it. Yeah. But I don't have to worry about that, because she is perfect. Actually, I don't even think she likes boys. Between me and you, I think she prefers Runch and Mug, if you know what I mean.
Well, listen, we just don't know what to do. We've never dealt with a situation like this before.
Well, I would suggest calling her over here and having her take a pregnancy test to see if she's even pregnant.
I don't want to ask a girl to take a pregnancy test. That's weird.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that. How about this? How about I hide behind the couch and you call her over, and then when she gets here, I jump out and scare her so she pees a little bit, because I'm pretty scary, and then I'll catch some of that pee with a pregnancy test, and then we'll know if she's pregnant or not.
You're not scary.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm not really the... Ah! Ha! See? I'm scary. You jumped.
Yeah, you are pretty scary. I like your plan more than just asking her to take a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Well, we already know she's pregnant because her belly is big.
Listen, I'm sure she's f***ing huge. That doesn't mean she's pregnant. You know, ogres can get pretty big. I mean, I bet she looks like Fiona from Shrek, you know, after sundown. But you should call her over here because I don't want to have to go to her swamp.
Okay, yeah, Jeffy, you go get the girl. You hide behind the couch.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, guys, she's right there.
So you're the girl who's causing all these problems.
Look, I just want my money. Have some dignity, young lady. I want my
$45. $45? That's all she charged you?
Hey, I worked hard for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did work hard with all that nasty stuff you did to Jeffy. How often do you do stuff like this?
Do what?
You know, bust your piggy open.
That was my first time, and it was really embarrassing. I couldn't even show off my piggy for show and tell.
You were gonna show off your piggy for show and tell? Your father must be ashamed. I'm so glad we're trying to get rid of it.
Get rid of what?
You know, will you get rid of it?
Get rid of what? I just want my money.
If we give you the $45, will you do what we want?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll give her the $45.
Well, I got 50.
I got 100 in my wallet.
Okay, yeah, deal.
All right, Brooklyn guy, you can come on out. She just wants money.
Wow, Marvin, I heard the whole thing. She sounds like a real gold digger. Oh, hey, Penelope, what are you doing here? Wait, Marvin, where'd the girl go? I want to show my daughter what a real slut looks like.
She is the girl.
Penelope, you hussy!
What?
You're the girl who busted a piggy open?
Yeah, I accidentally ran into Jeffy and he busted it open.
Oh, this is a parent's worst nightmare. I thought I raised you better than that. And why are you charging money for it?
Because he busted my piggy open!
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I shattered her piggy.
You motherfucker, I'll kill you!
Hey, stop fighting. We can't change what happened. It already happened.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It was an accident, right, Jeffy?
Yeah.
And I've had plenty of accidents, too. I mean, that's how Penelope was born.
What?
Listen, she said she'll get rid of it for $45.
Get rid of what?
Oh, you're getting rid of it, young lady. There's no way you're ready for that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't even try to hide it. Your stomach is huge.
Oh, that? Yeah, I want to get rid of that.
Oh, thank God.
I was going to come to you for help as a doctor.
Oh, good, because there's some stairs over there, so I could just give you a knuckle sandwich right in the stomach.
Isn't that going to make it worse?
I mean, yeah, it's going to hurt. It's not going to be fun. But then again, you already had your fun, didn't you?
I didn't have fun with this. It was a really mean prank. All the boys at school played on me. Everyone was in on it, and it hurt and stung.
Oh, bee needle did.
I'll kill you.
Oh, okay, I said no fighting. Listen, she said she's willing to do a solution, so you just gotta find out which one she wants to do.
Okay, yeah. Penelope, how do you want to get rid of it?
I don't know. Like, a shot?
Ooh, a shot. Yeah, that's the best way of doing it. I keep my shots over here, by the stairs.
Okay. All right, Dad, where's the shot?
Here's the shot. Right in the gut.
Dad, what the hell was that for? homework.
Okay, I think that might have done it. How's your stomach feel?
It hurts, but it hurt before, too.
I think we need to go to the top of the stairs and do it a few more times.
How is that going to help my wasp sting?
I'm sorry, you what?
I got stung by a wasp on the stomach.
Wait. So you're telling me you didn't get pregnant?
What? Ew, no, Dad.
But what about your piggy getting busted open?
I brought my piggy bank for show and tell, and Jeffy knocked into me, and it shattered on the floor.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I am so happy.
What the hell did you think happened?
Nothing. Just keep your pure, innocent mind pure and innocent. Look, you just go home, and I will go upstairs and explain to those nice people what happened.
Okay.
Whew. Good news, everyone.
Is it dead?
Well, technically.
Shimmy!
Well, not even Shimmy, because it turns out she wasn't pregnant to begin with.
Oh, thank God.
Woohoo!
Pull out Game Strong as fuck.
Well, no, not even that, because it turns out she and Jeffy didn't even do anything.
Well, what about all the busting the piggy stuff?
Oh, well, she brought her piggy bank to school for show and tell, and Jeffy just accidentally broke it.
Then why was her stomach so big?
She gets stung on the stomach by a wasp, and she's really allergic to wasps. That's why it swelled up so much.
Well, Jeffy, why did you think you got her pregnant?
Because I ran into her, and then everyone said she was pregnant.
But that's not where babies come from.
Yeah, this whole thing, let's just be happy that it was a big misunderstanding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a big misunderstanding.
Big misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding.
Big misunderstanding. That's a big misunderstanding.
Yep. Good. Happy ending. Yes.
A big misunderstanding.
Good time.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Can you go to Disney World? Dang! You ain't take me to Disney! Dang!
What, Jeffy?
I finally did it! I learned how to play Jingle Bells on the piano!
You said you were gonna learn it before last Christmas. It's June.
Well, I learned it before this Christmas, so that's good enough. You guys wanna hear it?
Yeah, Jeffy!
I guess.
Alright, here we go. Fuck! I can't believe I'm a fuck up! I didn't learn it! I guess I lied to you guys! Bad Jeffy! Bad!
You almost had it!
It's just that it's hot in here, and this is not a good environment to request this of me!
You said you learned it and you wanted to play it.
Well, I guess I didn't learn it, and I'm just a liar!
Jeffy, try again.
Okay, here we go. Fuck! I fucked up again! It's because you're looking at me! Stop looking at me!
Okay.
Turn around! Alright, here we go. Jeffy, you got this. Don't fuck up again. Alright, here we go.
Jingle bells in this bitch.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, clap for me. All right, now you guys want to hear the Bing Bong National Anthem?
Bing Bong, what are you talking about?
I'll show you.
Miracle, the egg roll.
That is it, Jeffy. You are grounded. That is offensive, and I don't know who taught you that, but you're going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Aye, aye, Captain. But first, you want to hear Beethoven?
What, Beethoven? You don't know how to play Beethoven.
Bet money.
Okay, I bet you $5,000 you can't play Beethoven.
Okay, watch.
Knock it off, Jeffy. That's not Beethoven.
Yes, it is.
What? How do you know that's Beethoven? It doesn't sound like him.
Well, how do you know it's not Beethoven? Were you there?
What? No, but I just know his songs didn't sound like that.
Yes, it is, because he was deaf. How are you going to be so good at music but be deaf?
Well, I don't know. That's why he was so famous.
Okay, can you still smell shit if you don't have a nose?
All right, then.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK! The first ever Father's Day dance competition is tonight. So fathers, bring your favorite kid and come dance the night away, and the winner will win $10 million. Jesus Christ! Am I reading that right? $10 million? I'm about to enter the dance competition and dance my ass off!
That can't be real. $10 million just to dance with your kid?
$10 million is a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Well, Marvin, you should enter that competition with Jeffy and win us a lot of money, because we need a lot of money.
No, I thought me and Jeffy would just sit this one out.
But, Marvin, we need that money because, well, the house payment and...
I was going to do it! Of course I was going to do it!
Why are you so angry with me? It was my idea!
No, it was not your idea! I was wanting to do it when I saw it on the TV, I just didn't say it first!
But you didn't say it, I did say it!
Just because you said it!
Just because you said words before me doesn't mean it was your idea. It was clear as shit that I was going to... If there was a Hit Your Wife competition, I'd win $20 million. I'd win $50
million. No, I think Chris Brown would take that one, Daddy.
Jeffy, do you even know how to dance?
Do I know how to dance? Daddy, I was on Dancing with the Tards, and I hit him with one of these.
That's not a dance move, Jeffy. That's just crouching up and down. That's not dancing, Jeffy. God, listen, you gotta learn how to dance, Jeffy. I can teach you how to dance.
No, I don't know, Marvin. Can you even dance?
I know how to dance. Watch this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What is that?
It's the stand-up worm hump.
Yeah. I think you both need help with dancing.
Wait, because I'm not dancing to music. I gotta go get a boombox, so I can't hear music, so I don't know what to dance to. I can't just dance to nothing. I'm gonna go get a speaker or something.
No, Danny. My cat piano can play music.
Okay, I like this one. I could break it down to this. Oh, I think that song's really good. I think we did it. Let's try a different one.
Uh-huh.
That's a really slow dance. I don't like that one.
Uh-huh. What about this one? Put your left hand in, you take your left hand down, you put your left hand in, and you take your right back out. You do your Jeffy Pokey, and you put your left hand back in. And that's what it's all about. You try, Dad!
You put your left hand in, you take your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you take it right back out.
You do the Jeffy Pokey, and you put your left hand back in. That's what it's all about. Hell yeah. I think we got our dance, Daddy.
I don't know if that's going to win the competition.
Marvin, it's so much fun, though.
But all we had to do was move our left hand.
That's what you have to do, Daddy. That's all I have to do to get off.
Okay, fine. We'll do that. But I really want to win that $10 million.
No, 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 no. You fucking idiot. That's not how you do the stanky leg.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm trying to do the stanky leg.
Why is your leg clean as hell, then?
I don't know how to make it stanky.
You wasn't supposed to bathe for 2 weeks straight, rub it in cow manure, and twirl that bitch in a circle.
But, Dad, the competition's tonight. There's no way we can stank it up that bad.
Well, Cody, find a way. Stick it in the toilet or something.
Hey, Tyrone, how's the stanky leg going?
Oh, my God, baby. Look at his ass.
Oh, Jesus. That leg is like a bar of soap.
I know. Clean as hell.
Guys, I don't know what I'm doing. Can't I just do a different dance?
Oh, my God. I dare teach you how to hit the quan, I will have a fucking aneurysm.
There's no way, Tyrone. His sneaks aren't clean enough.
I know. How the sneaks dirty, but his leg clean as hell.
Wait. So I'm supposed to have a stanky leg and clean sneaks? I don't understand. I don't know how to dance. He's no son of mine.
Look, we're going to win that competition. I need that $10 million so me and my baby can go to Cancun. Oh, we got to get nasty. All right, piss down your legs so we can win this competition.
I'll try.
Oh, man, my dad's going to love this card I made him.
Junior!
Hey, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
Ew, Father's Day. I don't care about that holiday. Where's your dancing shoes?
I don't have dancing shoes, Dad.
Well, you better put on some dancing shoes. There's a competition for $10 million on the line, what? And I want to win it.
A $10 million dance competition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking for Father's Day we could build this Hot Wheels set.
What the hell? Do I look like a contractor to you?
No, but Dad, look. I made you this Father's Day card.
Happy Father's Day. Where's the money?
There's no money. We'll read it.
I love you. Ew, gay, emotions. I don't like that.
Oh, that's probably why you have a gay pride card in your room, huh?
No, Cody put that up. But look, you don't like the card I made you, Dad?
Hell no, I don't like that card.
Well, I put a lot of effort into that.
Well, put some effort in your dance moves. Come on, we gotta win a competition.
Oh my God, Jenny, I know. Did you see Sabrina Carpenter's new album cover? It's so weird and I don't get it, but I love her.
All right, Penelope, off the phone. You're costing me minutes.
No, Dad, we have unlimited minutes.
Not with Cricket Wireless, we don't. You know I love a bargain. 20 minutes for 50 cents a month, not including emergency calls. How could I pass that up?
Dad, you're so stingy.
Well, I'm not going to be stingy anymore once I win $10 million.
Dad, I thought you were going to stop buying scratch-off tickets.
No, not that. See, there's this Father's Day dance competition, and the winner gets $10 million, so I need you to dance with me.
No, Dad, I can't dance.
Oh, come on. Of course you can dance. You're a guy. Us guys can dance.
What? I'm a girl.
But no, not like that. I just mean like our last name. Like, I'm Brooklyn guy. You're Penelope guy. We come from a long line of guys. I mean, there are woman guys. My mom's a woman guy. Look, my point is our bloodline knows how to dance, including you.
Dad, you can't dance because you don't have legs.
Why, God? Why did you take my legs? Is it because I kept kicking people in the balls? Penelope, did I tell you how I kicked all those people in the balls and they took my legs?
Yes, Dad, I know the story.
Well, Penelope, I don't even need legs to dance because I could just sit on your shoulders. You could be my legs. I'll dance with my hands.
What? No, Dad, that's way too embarrassing. And there's going to be plenty of people there with legs that can dance.
You're right. Penelope, do you know who Tanya Harding is?
No.
See, she was this ice skater who wasn't as good as a different ice skater, so she had her husband break the other ice skater's knees with a crowbar so she could win.
So you want to break the other dancer's knees with a crowbar?
What? No, I'm not a monster.
Okay, then why are you talking to me about Tanya Harding?
Oh, well, I just saw the crowbar and it reminded me of her. Now, I was suggesting we use this crowbar to break into the vault and steal the $10 million. But now that you mention it, it would be way easier to just break the other dancer's knees with this crowbar. Good thinking, Penelope. Let's get matching ski masks. Come on.
Fine, but only because it's Father's Day.
Hello and welcome to the first annual Father's Day dance competition, where the winning father-kid duo, who are the best dancers, will win $10 million. I know, it's an outrageous amount of money, but we take it from the taxpayers, folks. All right, I'll be around the judge shortly.
All right, Cody, you better get the dance and stay the fuck off.
I'm trying, Dad.
Alright, the dance competition looks weak. Let's practice our dance.
Okay.
You put your right hand in, you take your right hand out. You put your right hand back in, and you take it right back down.
Jeffy, you're supposed to use your left hand.
Well, I want to use my right hand now.
You can't change it the last second. We're sticking with our left hand.
Look, Cody, they're Hell and Hitler. They're going to get their ass disqualified.
We're doing the Elon Musk. Leave us alone.
Dad, I think I got the stanky leg figured out.
What's that smell? So delectable.
Oh, that's your leg, Cody! You ain't making it stinky or no! What the hell?
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm pissing as much as I can.
Let's move over there. He's pissing his pants.
Dance, Junior! Dance like your life depends on it!
I'm trying, Dad.
You better, because if we don't win, I'm gonna put you up for adoption.
Dance, Richard! Dance like your life depends on it! Because if we don't win this competition, you're getting put up for adoption. Why are we even doing this, Dad? Because it's $10 million. We don't even need $10 million. You hush your mouth! You better dance like your little tits depend on it! Your mother was a dancer. I gave her the nickname Stank Puss.
Okay, Penelope, we're in. Now all we have to do is break all the other dancers' knees so we can win the $10 million. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, damn.
All right, Cody, make that leg spanky. Stop acting your caboose to me.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Sorry, Cody.
What happened? You pulled your spanky leg, boy? Ow, motherfucker.
Do down, Penelope. Come on.
Oh, what happened, Dad?
Oh. Okay, Penelope, just two left.
Oh, Dad, please, not my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm gonna hit him extra hard.
Oh, my God, my leg!
Junior, you better not quit on me. Get up! Oh, I am down.
Okay, that's everybody, Penelope. Let's go dance in front of the judge.
Sorry, Junior.
Okay, I'm ready to start the judging.
Hey, Judge, you ever seen dance moves like these? Too much boogie, not enough woogie. Well, okay, well, there's nobody else here, so we win.
You put your right hand in, you take your right hand out. You put your right hand back in, and you take it right back out. You do the Jeffy Pokey, and you put your right hand back in. That's what it's all about.
Oh, wow, look at those guys.
Dad, you just knocked out the judge.
Yeah, well, we were going to lose anyway. There's no way we could compete with that.
Now no one's going to get the $10 million.
But we still have the crowbar. You know, we could break into the vault, wherever that is. I would have to ask the judge, but he is knocked out. Hold on, I have an idea.
Oh, great googly moogly, what happened?
Oh, some masked maniac broke into the dance competition and hit you in the head with a crowbar. Kind of like this one.
Yeah, and you were going to say that you really liked our dancing.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Well, hold on. I think I remember you two doing some kind of hokey pokey, and I was just about to announce that you two were the winner.
Hey! Why'd you knock him out? You keep knocking him out because you don't want us to win.
No, that's not it at all. No, I had to put him into a medically induced coma with my crowbar because he was about to have a stroke. You could tell because he was talking all crazy. I mean, obviously, you guys weren't going to win with that hokey pokey thing.
Well, he liked our hokey pokey dance.
Yes, I did.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to go bow tie shopping with me? I think I'm going to get a tie instead of a bow tie.
So, guys, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. that's great.
Just random.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Wait, don't tell me happy birthday now. You have to save it for tomorrow. I just want to remind you guys of my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm saying happy birthday, so that's great.
Just trying to be prepared, you know?
Yeah.
So you guys going to give me a gift or what?
Probably, it's your birthday.
Right.
That's typically what happens.
Okay, hopefully it's not too expensive.
Well, let me give you guys some suggestions of what I want. There's only one thing I want.
Okay.
I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
That's not happening.
You're not going to get it from us, dude.
Wait, why?
It's way too expensive, Junior. It's like $2,000.
Okay, but I need it. I want the new iPhone for my birthday. It's the only thing I want.
Why do you want it so bad?
Because I want the newest phone. Mine's old.
But that's a 16, right?
Yeah, that's a 16 Pro Max 1 terabyte. I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
There's nothing wrong with that damn phone.
It only has 1 terabyte. I want 2 terabytes.
You need an extra terabyte.
Because it's 2 terabytes. That's so much storage. You know how much stuff you can put on 2 terabytes?
Well, how much stuff do you have on the 1 terabyte you already have?
I mean, a lot. I mean, I haven't filled up the 1 terabyte.
Okay, so why do you think you're going to fill another whole terabyte?
I just want it in case I need it. It's like having a gun in America. You might not ever need it, but if you ever do need it, at least you have it.
But you're not even using the gun you already have.
Right.
Oh, I am using it. I have every season of SpongeBob downloaded.
Okay, so why do you need another terabyte of SpongeBob?
In case they release more seasons.
Junior, that's stupid. We're not doing that.
Come on, guys. I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes, and if you're going to get it for me and you go to the store, do not get me anything less than the 2 terabytes. If you give me the 1 terabyte, I'm not even going to fucking use it because why would I keep the same storage I have on this one?
But Junior, you already have 1 terabyte and you're happy with your current phone.
I'm not happy now that I know there's a new one with a more storage.
Seems like you just want a really expensive gift.
No, I want the newest iPhone. Guys, I'm turning 17 tomorrow, the big 1-7.
No one ever says that.
And the iPhone 17 came out near my 17th birthday, so I'm supposed to get the iPhone 17 when I turn 17. What are the chances, the coincidence of that?
I mean, it happens every year. You had an iPhone 16 when you turned 16.
Right. That means I'm supposed to get the new iPhone every year for my birthday. So I just want the newest, biggest, best one. I won't accept anything less. And if you get me the iPhone 17 Pro Max 256 gigabytes, you might as well just throw it out the fucking window because it's going to be a brick.
Wow, picky stuff.
Okay. Sounds like you're not getting anything either way then.
Right.
Wait, so you guys aren't going to get me the new iPhone?
No, we just said we're not going to do that.
Oh, I get it. I get what you guys are doing. You're going to tell me you can't get it so that at my party tomorrow, I'm going to be disappointed the whole day and be like, oh, they didn't get it for me. At the very end, you're going to pull out a box and say, never mind, Junior. We got it for you. Oh, you guys are the best.
No, we're just not going to get it.
No. Oh, no. I'll play along. Oh, guys, you really can't get it for me? Darn, my birthday's going to suck tomorrow.
It will, because we can't get it.
Right. Dude, you have a whole dad. Why don't you ask your dad?
Oh. Ask your dad. Why do you have to ask us?
Oh, I asked my dad, too, and he said no. So I think you guys are all in on it. I asked Chef Pepe, I asked my dad, I asked you guys, and you're all saying no. That means you all are going to put your money together to get it for me. You guys are so cool. Oh, God. Okay, you guys, go leave. You're ruining it. I'll see you at my party tomorrow. And I know you're not going to get it for me, right?
I'm not.
Oh, darn it. Oh, darn, it's going to suck. All right, go.
It's going to suck when you don't open any gifts with a phone in it.
I have the best friends and family ever. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to go to bed. So I can get my new iPhone tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Junior!
Oh, wow, you guys shouldn't have. Oh, look at the balloons. Look at the cake. Oh, you know what would make this birthday perfect? If I got an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
Junior, I told you we did not have the money for a damn iPhone 2 whatever terabyte fucking phone.
I hear you. Wink, wink.
No winking. We didn't get it.
Yeah, sure you guys didn't. All right, let's enjoy the party, and then you guys can pull it out at the end and act like y'all didn't get it for me.
We're not going to pull out a damn iPhone, Junior. I told you. We don't have it.
Oh, look at this cake. Ooh. Let me guess the flavor. I think it's iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte flavor.
Damn it. That's not a cake.
It's not a fucking flavor.
And then look at all those presents. I bet an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte could fit in any of those packages.
It could, but it's not going to fucking fit in there because I didn't get it. Look, go and look at the fucking clown that I've got you. Over there.
Happy birthday, kid. You want to see the new balloon animal I can make?
Is the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte?
No, it's either an intestine or a dick. Oh no, I need meth money.
See? Happy birthday! Oh, can you make me a balloon animal, a specific one?
Junior. No.
I want an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte.
No, only intestines or dick.
He only makes two balloon sizes, okay?
Okay, well, you know what, guys? I think we should get to the presents. And I want that one right there, because it looks like an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte would fit in that.
Look, we're going to open up the damn presents. You're going to be grateful for what you get, goddammit.
Oh, man, guys, it's thin. You got me the iPhone Air? Oh, I'd be so pissed.
You ungrateful bastard.
A sticky hand.
Yeah, a sticky-ass hand for a sticky-ass boy.
This is the shittiest pizza I've ever had.
I don't think that's pizza.
Look, I went all out for that damn gift. You're welcome.
What? Oh, I get it. You guys got me shitty-ass gifts because at the end you're going to pull out the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte.
That gift is not shitty! I spent a lot of money on that. You know I don't get paid a lot.
So, Joseph, what'd you get me?
I got you that gift right over there, the polka dot one.
All right, let me grab it. iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. An iPhone 17?
None at all.
Not what that is, Junior. That's a basketball.
This iPhone bounces. This is my favorite basketball. I stole it out of Target, and I got it just for you, broski. My boo.
Any fucking way. What'd you get me, Cody?
Screw you. Oh,
that was rude. I don't think you're going to like mine either.
Well, that's a big iPhone 17 Pro Max. 2 terabytes.
Not what it is.
Probably all the terabytes.
Yeah.
What is this?
Alien vision, Junior. You put on the goggles and you can see aliens and then you can blast them back to Zargon.
How much you pay for this?
Like $30.
Okay, so you wasted $30 that could have went towards my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte?
Well, I didn't get that, so...
You still did. Okay. Now I see one last box, and that must be the big kapooey.
The big kapooey? What?
That must be my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes, right?
Damn it, Junior. Just give up on that damn iPhone. Look, it's from your dad. You know he didn't get that for you.
Bring it over here. I know my dad did. My pops wouldn't disappoint me. All right, so you guys don't think this is it?
No.
You obviously don't know your dad if you don't think he'll disappoint you.
All right. One of my old dinosaur toys.
Be grateful, you fucker!
Thanks, Dad. Well, guys, now that my birthday's officially shitty, where's my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte?
Well, your birthday's gonna stay shitty because we didn't get one.
I told you we didn't have the damn budget for it, Junior.
Oh, wait. Chef Pepe, it's in the pinata, isn't it? Let me bust it open.
Oh, you break the damn iPhone. It's not an iPhone in the damn pinata.
No, take the iPhone out so I don't break it.
There's not an iPhone in there.
Yeah, we didn't even put candy in there.
Wait. Oh, you guys are so clever. You put my iPhone in the cake?
No, we really did it.
Like a stripper?
It'll be a waste of cake.
Where's the iPhone?
What are you doing? You're going to ruin the cake.
There's an iPhone in here.
There's not an iPhone in there.
There's not an iPhone?
No.
So then, okay, guys, if you got me the iPhone 17 Pro Max 1 terabyte, I'll still take it.
We didn't get you any terabytes.
What? 500 gigabytes?
No!
No gigabytes either!
Not 500, not 256, not none of that shit!
Okay, you got me the iPhone Air, I'll take that too.
We didn't get you a phone!
We didn't have the budget for it, Junior!
You guys didn't get me an iPhone 17!
No, we told you we didn't.
Alright, guys, cut it out, stop playing. Junior, I actually did go to the store and get you an iPhone 17.
No fucking way.
You did?!
Yep, happy birthday, 17 eyes on that motherfucker!
What? Chef Phoebe, that's just my old phone with 17 googly eyes on it.
Yeah, that's the iPhone 17, that's what you asked for, right?
I don't want 17 googly eyes on my phone. I want the new iPhone 17.
Look at this crybaby ass boy. Oh, crying over a damn phone. Hey, let's light these candles so we can wish happy birthday to this little punk.
All right, everybody, let's sing happy birthday to the crybaby ass boy. Happy birthday to the crybaby ass boy. Happy birthday to the white ass boy. Happy birthday to the punk boy. Happy birthday to you.
All right, now blow out your candles and make a wish.
I just wanted an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
Junior, we're not made of money.
I told you we're not a bank, Junior.
That's it? I wish I had a friend that was made of money.
Hey, kids, it's your favorite guy made out of money, Money Pants McGee.
Fucking what?
Money Pants McGee?
Yep, that's me, Money Pants McGee. When you're with Money Pants McGee, money's all you see. A dollar bill or three, Money Pants McGee.
He has his own theme song?
Of course he does. He's Money Pants McGee. Hey, Money Pants McGee, I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes, but it costs $2,000. Can you help me get it?
Of course I can. I'm Money Pants McGee. And when you're with me, everything is free.
This is the coolest birthday ever! All right, Money Pants McGee, let's go buy me the iPhone 17!
All right!
What the fuck?
That was fucking weird, right? Like, you guys saw that? I didn't imagine it?
You didn't imagine it, dude.
Hey there! Welcome to the Apple Store. Can I interest you in a MacBook or maybe an iPad?
Actually, I'd like an iPhone 17 Pro Max with 2 terabytes of storage, please.
Whoa, slow down, champ. Those are really expensive. They're like $2,000. What, are you made of money?
Actually, I am.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
This is Money Pants McGee. He's made of money.
Does anyone have change? For me.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is. So I'd like the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte storage, please.
Oh, okay, that'll be $2,000.
All right, Money Pants, pay him.
Oh, well, I don't actually have money. I am money.
So how are we going to pay him the $2,000?
Oh, that's easy. You just have to rip off my flesh.
Wait. We just rip your skin off?
Yeah.
Okay, you sure?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Rip the $2,000.
Rip him, then. Kid, are you sure about this?
Yeah, keep ripping. I want the phone.
Okay, rip it off and chunk.
It hurts so bad.
Keep ripping. Rip harder. Get a dick skin.
Dick skin? Oh, God.
Oh, my God, guys. Look, 2 terabytes of storage? Crazy. And look at the hump on the back. It's so big. Why do they do that? I don't know. Battery life, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's really cool. So how much space have you used?
Storage on my 2 terabytes? Let me check. 159 gigabytes.
Oh, so the 256 would have been enough.
As if. No, there's no way in hell. I need the 2 terabytes.
No, it literally would have been. What? You haven't even used that much yet.
Well, because I haven't downloaded stuff yet, Cody. I just got the goddamn thing. Let me have fun with it first. Damn.
Okay, where's Money Pants McGee?
Oh, he's dead.
Damn.
Yeah, he's dead. Listen, he was made of money. He didn't have money, so I had to rip his body apart to pay for the iPhone.
You ripped him apart?
Well, yeah, the iPhone was like $2,000 plus Apple Care, and like his body was only worth about $3,000, like his intestines and everything. So we had to rip off all his limbs and his arms and his eyes and his heart and... You know, after all that, there's probably a few $100 left over, but I pre-ordered next year's iPhone.
And you think about breaking bread with a nigga?
Well, listen, Money Pants McGee poops money, but he told me he only poops about $1 a day, and I don't have 3,000 days to wait. The iPhone 20 will be out by then.
So, you killed a man for a phone you're only going to use for like a year?
Oh, hold on. Once it hits 2 terabytes, maybe the next one have 4 terabytes. Oh my God, 4 terabytes, can you imagine? Oh! Yeah, but anyway, this is the best birthday ever. So guys, check this out. If you look really closely, you can see the 2 terabytes. I think you can.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Wait, Cody, why do you have a half gallon of orange juice? And who's that?
Oh, he's from the Guinness Book of World Records, because I'm trying to break the world record for most orange juice drank in a week. So he has to watch me drink all this orange juice to make sure I break the record. Just ignore him.
Guys, we're about to be super rich on Fortnite. Look at all the V-Bucks I stole.
Whoa, Joseph, that's like 300,000 V-Bucks.
I know, dude. I got it from the gift card section at Target. No one was watching. I just grabbed them and ran out.
Wait, Joseph, you said you stole those?
Duh.
Well, guys, they're not going to work unless you buy them.
What?
Well, they don't activate the cards unless you buy them, so those are useless. That's probably why they didn't try to stop you, Joseph.
Well, he still stole a bunch of cardboard.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of cardboard, dude.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's only worth like a penny each.
That has to be like 35 cents, right?
Yeah, and we can use them as bookmarks.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so let's go read a book.
Yeah.
And then stop and save our spot.
Yeah, where them books at, bro?
Yeah, where the books at?
Gotta find them.
I wish I had a lot of V-Bucks.
Dude, he had to ruin it.
Well, do you have a lot of money?
No.
Well, then we're not going to get a lot of V-Bucks.
I wish I had a job.
I wish I was a girl so I can have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, girls have it so easy. All they have to do is take a picture of their feet and they get V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, we could try streaming. People usually donate money to people who stream video games.
I mean, we could live stream us playing video games. Like, we could literally live stream playing Fortnite and get more money for Fortnite.
Dude, they only donate to hot girls in hot tubs.
Well, I can dress up like a hot girl and stream me playing Fortnite.
Oh my god, yeah, Jeffy, you can dress up like a hot girl and play Fortnite, and we can get all the V-Bucks from all the donations.
Yeah!
Alright, Jeffy, you go dress up like a girl, and I'll set up the streaming stuff.
Alright.
I took a sip.
Alright, Jeff, I have everything plugged in. I have your microphone plugged in, I have Fortnite on the TV, I have OBS started, and the webcam's on. You ready to live stream?
Yeah, Junior, let's get this party started,
and let's make some cash!
Alright, let me start the live stream. And we're live! Alright, Jeffy, test out the mic.
Ping, ping!
Yeah, it works.
Dude, we don't have any viewers!
Jeffy, do something to get viewers.
Oh yeah, the cans.
Oh my god, we got 15 viewers!
That's what I'm talking about!
Well, how about a little titty ASMR?
30 viewers, dude!
Oh my god, they're loving it. We're getting comments, too. What's the guy in the background drinking?
Your mom's urine sample. How about that? She should drink more water. I'm trying to break this record.
He's trying to break the record for most orange juice drank in a week. Ooh, they want to know if you can butt chug it.
Would that count? He says it wouldn't count. Sorry, guys. I want to, but it's got to be down the throat.
Oh, okay. Who's the girl? This is my sister, Jeffica. She'll do anything for money.
I will.
What, they said it? I bet it's bubblegum pink. What's that?
He must be talking about the controller, dude.
It's white.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah. This guy said for $10,000, if Jeffy gets a win, he'll donate $10,000.
Oh, that's easy. It's so easy, I'll even do it with my tips. Oh, yeah, this is too easy. I got one kill and there's 62 people left.
Only 62 people left?
Oh, dude, this is an easy dub.
Oh, yeah, too easy. So easy that I'm grittying on these hoes.
Yeah, gritty on them, gritty on them.
Well, damn, dude.
Who sniped me? Show me the slot!
The ducky guy. He's boxing.
Well, he can eat Jeffy's nuts.
Jeffica, you're a girl, remember?
Oh, well, he can eat this roast beef sandwich.
Oh, dude, we just lost $10,000.
I can't believe we lost $10,000. Wait a minute. The guy says he'll give us one more chance to earn $10,000.
Okay. I won't mess it up this time.
Yeah, don't gritty at all. Just focus on the game, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, Cody, where's the orange juice guy?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. I have to wait for him to get back.
Why don't you just pour out the orange juice and say you drank it?
Well, I guess I could do that. But, never mind. Look, I wasn't gonna do it, okay? I really want to break this record.
All right, Jeffy, play.
All right, Junior, I'm just gonna bush camp the whole game.
Yeah, there's no way anyone will ever find you in that bush.
Fuck!
How did he know you were there?
I don't know! How did he know?
It's the same guy from last game! It's the exact same guy who killed you last round, Jeffy!
Horse! Pull! Shit!
Oh my god! We just lost
$10,000! Yeah, and I'm out of orange juice. I gotta go get some more, guys. What?
Mm-mm.
What? Oh, what? That little drip? Oh, hop off my pecker, dog. Damn! Alright, fine, I'll drink it. You happy now? I'm gonna go get more orange juice.
Dude, he said he was gonna give us another try.
Oh, Jeffy, he said he'll give us another try to get $10,000 if you get a win on the next round, but only one more chance.
Okay, I'll try not to mess it up again.
Let me grab your controller.
Guys, I'm gonna do it this time. It's only me and one other person.
You got this, Jeffy.
You can pull it off, dude.
Oh, he's right there.
I'm shooting him. Oh, shithole. Oh, it's right there, Junior.
It's the same ducky guy!
How does he keep finding me?
Wait a minute. His username matches the guy in the chat who said he was going to give us $10,000.
Dude, he's stream sniping us.
What's stream sniping?
Stream sniping is when somebody watches your stream and then they use that to find you in the game and then kill you over and over again. Oh yeah, I got more orange juice, so I'm back.
Wait, so he's stream sniping us? Do you think he was ever going to give us the money?
No, he's been finessing us the whole time.
We should find him and kill him!
Yes!
No, that's a good idea. Who are you?
Karen, check this out. I keep lying to these kids and telling them I'll give them $10,000 if they win in Fortnite, and then I use the stream to see where they are in the game, and then I snipe them.
Honey, that's not very nice.
Yeah, we'll tell the kids to get good.
Well, isn't that cheating because you see where they're at in the game?
Yeah, well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Boyney, cheaters never prosper.
Tell that to my win-loss ratio.
Boyney, why don't you put down the game and pay attention to me?
But I don't want to look at you, Karen. I want to look at Fortnite. Go do your makeup or alphabetize your tampons or something.
So, Junior, how are we going to find out where's the stream sniper?
Well, I just called an expert that hopefully can track his IP address and give us his address.
Hey there, there's somebody called Big Search Computer Repair Services.
Yeah, there's this guy that kept killing us in the video game, and we want you to trace his IP address so we can go to his house and hurt him.
Easy, move out of my way. Is this a dual core processor? Wait, don't tell me. I want to find out once I'm inside. Yep, I'm in. I'm inside. There's his address.
Wow, you're so quick.
Yeah, not the first time I've been told that before.
All right, guys, we have his address. What do we go do to him?
We go to his house and we snipe him.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. All right, guys, let's go snipe him at his house. You coming, Cody?
No, I'm just going to stay here with my orange juice.
Okay.
Now that I'm by myself. Come on, Hinata feet, POV, call me daddy.
I can see you.
You want to watch with me?
There, now that I made those little kids cry, I'm going to sit back and watch the Miami Heat game. We're playing against the Detroit Pistons. They call them that because they piss a ton in their diapers when they're playing Jimmy because they're scared.
Boy, I didn't know babies could play basketball.
Yeah, and they all play for the Detroit Pistons. That's why they've lost 62 games this season. And it's about to be 63 because of Jimmy.
That's a lot of losses, Boyney.
Yeah, Jimmy would never. Jimmy could never.
Boyney, did you check the mail today?
Oh, I hate you so much.
Is that a no?
No, I did not check the mail today, Karen.
But Boyney, what if my Zoo Books came in the mail?
Karen, there's no way you get 12 fascinating issues of Zoo Books for the low, low price of $19.95. That's a scam.
Well, can you just go look?
Why don't you just go look? I want to watch the game.
Because it's dark outside and I'm scared.
Check the mail! Check the mail! Bitch.
Let me see. I don't think there's anything in here. Let me get in and check.
All right, Debbie, look, he's outside. He's checking his mail.
I got him in my sights, Junior. I'm about to blow his tits off.
Nope. No mail. No Zoo Books. Just a big old waste of my time. Ow!
Debbie, you got him! Shoot him again!
Call me Lee Harvey Oswald!
Was that a Nerf bullet? Where the hell did that come from? Ow!
Shoot him one more time! I'm gonna JFK his ass!
Hey! I see you, kids! Knock it off! Ow! Okay, that is it. I'm going back in my house. So how are you gonna shoot me then, huh?
Oh, man, he's going inside?
I have a plan. Come on.
Wait, did my Zoo Books come in the mail?
Does it look like your damn Zoo Books came in? Do you see any Zoo Books? I don't see any Zoo Books.
Winnie, why are you so frustrated?
Well, when I was checking the mail, these kids outside kept sniping me with a Nerf gun.
Well, weren't you sniping kids in your game earlier?
Well, yeah, but it was funny because I was doing it.
Well, now it's funny because they're doing it. Karma's a bitch.
I didn't know your name was Karma.
Hey!
What, now who could that be?
Boyney, go answer the door.
Why don't you answer the door?
Because I'm afraid of strangers. And what if it's my Zoo Book?
It's not going to be your damn Zoo Books. They're not going to deliver them at night.
Are they afraid of the dark, too?
Yes.
Boyney, go answer the door. What if it's the neighbors that need a cup of sugar?
Nobody even does that anymore, Karen.
Boyney, just go answer the door!
But I want to watch the game.
Go, Boyney!
Hello? Out! All right, screw you kids! Oh, God, I hate kids. I hate kids so much. I want to take all the kids in the world and put them in a big old football stadium and then blow it up.
Boyney, don't say that!
Oh, no, I mean it. I mean it, Karen. Next kid I see, I'm punching him right in the face.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, my kid. I would never put you in a big football stadium and then blow it up.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, Boyney, I have a great idea. Why don't we all go out to dinner?
Ooh, that's a great idea, Karen. I have an idea. How about you and Penelope go get dinner, and I stay here and watch the Heat?
Fine, Boyney. Come on, Penelope.
Oh, I'm happy. Oh, this is what happiness looks like. This is my happy face. And unpause the TV. And unpause the TV. And unpause the TV. Okay, the TV's frozen. My ass. I have leukemiaids in my ass. Actually, you know what? That's fine. I already know Miami's going to win. I don't even need to watch it. I'll just go to bed early so I don't have to touch Karen when she gets home.
Whew. Time to hit the hay. Time to get some shut-eye. Time to catch some Z's. Time to count some sheep.
Time to watch the Miami Heat game on my phone.
Oh, Miami's winning. Of course they are. Because of Jimmy. Go, Jimmy! The Heat!
Oh, Jimmy, the things I would do to you if I was a woman.
Oh. Ah, damn it, you kids! What? Why the hell is the window open?
He sure learned his lesson.
Oh, yeah, dude, he definitely got the message.
Yeah, he won't be sniping us anymore.
Oh, Cody, are you okay? Why are you orange?
I think I have some kind of vitamin C poisoning from drinking all that orange juice.
Well, did you break the record?
No, I only have one little drop left before I break the record.
Well, here you go.
No. Don't give it to me. I don't want to die. I think I already have some kind of vitamin C paralysis.
Cody, just drink this last sip and break the record, then I'll call a doctor.
No, dude, you call the doctor right now.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, hell no. It's you kids. You guys are the ones that were sniping me earlier. I'm not helping you.
Well, you were sniping us in Fortnite.
Yeah, that's a video game, not in real life while I'm trying to watch the Heat.
Well, listen, our friend's orange and we just need your help.
Why are you orange?
I was trying to break the world record for most orange juice drank in a week.
Oh, hell no, that's my record. I'm not helping you. Wait, Simmons?
Sorry, mate. I had to get a part-time job.
Wait, how close is he to breaking my record?
One drop.
Oh, no. I'm not helping you guys. I hope you die.
Jeffy, sit on him.
Wait, no, get off me. Get off me. All
right, we're going to make you watch Cody break your record.
But no, you bastards. Don't take this from me. It's all I have left. No.
Hey, I did it. I win. No.
Guys, the Miami Heat won.
Oh, well, I guess today's not.
Ow, Jeffy, that hurt.
It's called dodgeball day. You're supposed to dodge it.
Oh, God. My face, it feels bruised.
Oh, it is? Let me see. Oh. Get ripped, bitch!
Oh, you stop throwing dodgeballs at me, you dumbass!
Marcus, what's wrong? What happened? What'd you do?
Well, he kept hitting me with dodgeball, so I called him a dumbass!
Call Jeffy that poor Jeffy!
Yeah, baby him when my face is bruised.
Marvin! Hey. Jeffy, tell me what happened!
He called me a dumbass and I didn't even do anything wrong!
Marvin, that's horrible!
Why do you always take his side? We're married, you know he's a stupid son of me. Look at my face, it's bruised, he's doing dodgeballs at me!
Why is he crying?
Well, you both are dumbasses!
Oh my gosh, Marvin, I can't believe this! Jeffy, we don't have to take this, let's go!
Yeah, you poop licker!
Yes, he is!
Oh, that's a yeah, we both, yeah, y'all both leave. I don't need this. Oh, I hate them. Oh, they always take each other's side.
Chubby, is my chicken sandwich ready yet?
No, not yet, Braxton. I just gotta make it a little browner.
Boy, you're not too brown now. We don't want immigration at the front door.
Oh, my God, Braxton, you're so hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, you should be a comedian. Damn, that was hilarious.
Dumbass. Oh my God, stomach. I shouldn't have had that milkshake. Ooh. Okay, quick bathroom break. I'll be right back. I'll be right back to chicken sandwich.
Woo, I blow this bitch up like Afghanistan. What the hell? Do your hair right now! I'm cooking a chicken sandwich. It's good around that bathroom door. God damn it, open up the bathroom door.
Oh, I swear to God, when I get this damn door open, I'm gonna skin your ass alive. I'm gonna scalp your little orange haired ass and wave on weekends. The chicken sandwich is a bird.
Fire! God damn it, Junior! Oh, Jesus. Okay. Damn it, Junior! Oh, he ruined the damn chicken sandwich! Oh, Branson's gonna be so mad. It's definitely burnt.
Well, maybe he won't tell. Maybe he can't taste the difference. He has shitty taste buds anyway. Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Here you go, Branson. Here's your chicken sandwich. Bon appetit.
Okay, well, thanks. It better be good, too.
Man, I've been waiting on a chicken sandwich all day. Ooh, this looks delicious.
What the fuck? Oh, hell no. Chef BB, where your ass at?
The bridge is coming. Where do I hide? Where do I hide? Oh, my God.
Chef BB, where's your scrawny Italian Chef Boyardee wannabe looking ass at?
I know you in here. I can smell the fear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you close. I can smell it. It's lingering, you little bitch. Oh, hell yeah. I found you. Yeah, you know you dead meat, right, man? You know you dead meat. You think